gentlemen, it's the Stephanie Miller Show.
All right, dude.
Stop it. Stop it.
Stop it.
Stop it. We're officially having too much fun now.
Are you rubbing salt in someone's wounds?
Stop it. A certain right-wing radio host is broadcasting from the studio next door.
Yeah. She is.
Sorry.
Oh.
These.
She. Oh, sorry.
Oops.
These are soundproof, these things,
she,
right?
It.
Did you have a bad week? Our deepest sympathy.
Oh, by the way, we went Florida, too.
Yeah.
So there's that.
Doink, 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 doink.
Stop it. Do you think she can hear that? Okay. She just stole your stuff off the printer.
She did. Probably wiped her butt with it.
Her or him?
And I said,
her
I said,
or him?
And I said, I wonder why. Is she in a bad mood for some reason? Okay. I swear I'll come down on this by next week. Or not.
No, probably not.
I haven't seen Jim smile this much in years.
I know. This makes up for 2000 and 2004.
It really does. It really does. I have to say, because I know I'm not at the bipartisan outreach place yet because they've been such hats for.
Mm-hmm. They have.
And they've been so horrible and racist and cruel to this man. I don't know if you saw the tape of him crying yesterday. Talking to the kids that helped him, oh my God. If I could love him anymore. Okay.
And but you guys have done means that the work that I'm doing is important. And I'm really proud of that. I'm really proud of all of you. And what you just
No. I don't know how you could watch that and not cry. And you said you already got a tweet from a right winger. You gonna make fun of that like you make fun of Boner crying?
Yeah, Boner cries over nothing.
Over
at
himself.
All. And yeah,
he cries over himself.
I had to work in a tavern. I didn't have any dividend income at all.
President Obama was crying over the hard work that his supporters had done.
Oh my God, just wiping
and they
away
can't
a tear.
See the difference. Right wingers don't.
No, they
not,
don't.
They're
no.
not they, human. That's
right.
The problem.
Yeah. No, because and he was sort of addressing that. Like people ask him, how do you get? I mean, how do you think you wake up and see a picture of you and your wife and kids, you know, with bones through your nose, with watermelons on the White House lawn?
Yeah.
How would you feel? You know, they think for a second that he's a human being that's really had a, you know.
Yeah, that Boner's had it really rough.
That's why it's so sweet this time, because it's just,
because he had a job as a kid.
Yeah.
Yeah. Oh, that's hard.
As a teenager. No one else has ever had to go through that.
I had to work in a movie theater.
So did I. Okay. That's
and you ate your way through that movie theater.
Oh, wow. We put on a couple of LBs.
I didn't see a movie in sequence at all for several years because I'd go in and break
in and out. Yep. Okay. We've all worked at a movie theater. Get over it, Boner.
Yeah, I worked at a theme park.
There's coconut oil in my veins.
Well, I didn't have to wear lederhosen. That's one thing.
Yeah, right. I wore lederhosen.
That's why on Facebook yesterday.
They were plastic hosen, really.
The vaginas beat the holes and added a binder full of women to the Senate. Oh, dear. I love the couple of pictures, you know, the one with the president in his chair in the Oval Office. Remember he did it after the Clint Eastwood thing and just said, this seat's taken.
Yep.
This chair's taken. And that's, anyway, just says, this chair's still taken. And then there's one of Big Bird that said, now who's out of a job, bitch? Okay. Sorry. All right. Listener Adam in Illinois, nice enough to put, because I say many times, Jim, the worst campaign ever.
Wow. That was bad.
I think the worst candidate
Rove
ever.
Needs to give a lot of money back to.
Thanks.
Sheldon.
Oh, he has to do the, I think yesterday he had to do the conference calls with the donors.
Oh. Bet you that was a little sweaty.
I'm sorry, what's that, Mr. Spacely?
Jackson, you're fired!
Okay. Thanks for the memories, Mitt.
For Mitt, who really has been demonized in many ways.
Join me in welcoming the next president of the United States, Paul Ryan.
So we went to the company and we said, look, you can't have any illegals working on our property. I'm running for office, for Pete's sake. I can't have illegals.
I like grits, and the things are strange things are happening to me.
Corporations are people, my friend.
They brought us whole binders full of women.
I love this state. It seems right here. The trees are the right height. I love cars. I love American cars. I like seeing the lakes. I love the lakes.
Syria is Iran's only ally in the Arab world. It's their route to the sea.
Stop it.
What? No.
This is hard. You want to try it? Get in the ring. This is hard.
What would each of you say to President and Mrs. Obama?
Well, start packing. I know what it's like to worry whether you're going to get fired. There were a couple of times I wondered whether I was going to get a pink slip.
Come on.
I like PBS. I love Big Bird. I actually like you, too.
I'm not familiar precisely with exactly what I said, but I stand by what I said, whatever it was.
No one's ever asked to see my birth certificate. They know that this is the place that we were born and raised.
Yeah, that's exactly what I said. The headline you read, which is said, "Let Detroit go bankrupt."
Romney Ryan, Romney Ryan, Romney Ryan. There we go. All right, that's great. Thank you.
Oh, sweet Jesus.
I'm sorry. Mika consoling
him.
I'm sorry.
I didn't see that part of it. I just saw. Oh, sweet Jesus.
Oh, sweet Jesus.
I'm sorry.
That is the coda to this campaign. Oh, sweet Jesus.
All right.
Did I mention he got
sweet
Florida?
Sweet Jesus.
Yeah, he got Florida.
He won Florida. The president has won Florida.
Which means he won by a huge electoral college margin.
So, turns out I was not unwise in discussing Larry the Landslide Lizard.
No.
Because I was once again right. Okay.
Larry the Landslide Lizard was lying low.
Senator
but now he's in full bloom.
Senator Bernie Sanders coming up on the show. Why? Because socialism's all the rage this election cycle.
Yeah.
As the righties will find out that they try to move to Canada.
And sexy liberal John Fugelsang right in studio with us. He's here in L.A.
In that chair.
In that chair, live for
Friday. In that chair.
In that chair.
Fugelsang. All right, we're all a little punchy, aren't we?
It's Friday.
We're going all Diane Sawyer on everyone's ass. All right.
Huh?
She apparently was just exhausted and dehydrated.
I don't know what's wrong.
Did you see the new videotape?
I still need to post that.
Okay.
There's
a new video of, we don't know when it is. From 1989?
Well, she was anchoring Primetime Live, which was on from like 89 to 98.
Okay.
So.
Somebody was wrong about one thing, that she declared the winner Chardonnay. No, she's a red wine girl.
She likes the red wine.
She's chugging a glass of red wine. And she fishes in her pocket for some pills. We don't know what they were.
Yeah. Okay, who keeps a wine glass of red wine on a set?
I would if I posted a full-time show.
Well, I mean, you keep it in a coffee cup, at least try and disguise it a little bit.
You can't drink red wine out of a coffee
cup. It was hilarious. She's, it's the pre-show thing where they're fixing the, she's getting ready. She's just like, glug, glug, glug.
She's got, yeah.
And then the best part of it is she's making fun of someone else. She said, oh, well, too bad she's crazy. We don't know who she's talking about, but, I'm dying to find out.
Right.
She goes, too bad she's crazy. And then she mimed someone drinking and doing coke. She goes, too bad she's crazy. She goes, oh. And I'm like, wait, you're calling someone else a lush?
Wow.
Who?
Oh, my God.
She probably can't remember who. There's probably not enough brain cells floating around in the Merlot.
I'll post that video during the next break.
Oh, boy. Okay, and then I mentioned this to Jackie at the top of the hour. Jackie Schechner, who got you nice things like health care.
Yeah.
Please and thank you, everybody.
And it looks like health care is going to stay.
Yeah. John Boehner, it's the law of the land. Oh, I'm sorry, now a warning about trying to repeal Obama.
Now a warning?
Thank you. That's what the Supreme Court said, and that's what...
But then his people tried to walk that back a little bit yesterday on Twitter.
How many times did they try to repeal it?
It may be the law of the land, but we'll still try and repeal it.
Who cares about the laws?
I mean, seriously, how much taxpayer money, how much time, how many times? 30 times?
30 times.
They voted to repeal Obamacare. Oh, it's law of the land. I always said it was law of the land. Who said anything else?
This is all glad.
Now a warning.
They're just spinning their wheels over there. It is hysterical to watch.
All right.
That's what happens when you believe your own propaganda. Suddenly reality hits you in the face.
Yeah.
We'll get to the six best overreactions to President Obama's win. But this one, when Skeeter has a daughter, anti-Obama teen wants to move to Australia. Did you see this? I'm moving to Australia because their president is a Christian and actually supports what he says. Mm. And she got some responses, one of which was congratulations on being the dumbest person in the world.
Yeah. Because?
This is from Australia. Yeah. Here, for you, from Australia. Good to eye. The Republicans who said... they moved to Australia if Obama won. Australia has universal health care, compulsory voting, no guns, no death penalty, pro-choice when it comes to contraception, openly gay politicians and judges. Evolution is taught in all the schools. And our female PM is a unmarried atheist. Be sure to declare your pitchforks.
Yeah, they don't have a president. They have a prime minister.
Okay, prime minister.
Their president is a Christian.
Yeah. And she is an atheist.
Yeah. Thank you.
It would be great if she were also a lesbian. That'd be fantastic.
Oh,
that,
well, she is single.
Oh. Well, hey now.
Listen. I'm on it.
When's your next trip to Canberra?
Canberra.
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 Let me check the Pussy Riot tour schedule. I'm going to this, what did Dick Morris call it, the lesbian cabal in the State Department?
Lesbian cabal.
I'm on it.
State Department. And I've enlisted 250 lesbians in the State Department.
I'm on it. I'm going deep undercover.
Yeah. Next stop, Porpoise Spit.
I don't know why I'm so flabby this morning. I'm just having too much fun.
Wow.
All right. We will get to the six best overreactions to the Obama win and much more as we roll along on a Way Too Fun Friday. It's welcome to Way Too Much Fun Friday on the Stephanie Miller Show.
Ow. I just snarfed oatmeal out my nose. It must be the Stephanie Miller Show. Stephanie Miller.
It is the Stephanie Miller Show. Welcome to it. 22 minutes. Well, yeah. 22 minutes after the hour. 1-800-STEPH-12. The phone number is toll free from anywhere.
Makes us look newsy.
It makes us look cool and newsy.
Yeah.
When T-Bone runs and things off the printer right away. And they're normally just really immature things from the internet. Okay. 1-800-STEPH-12. The phone number. Toll free from anywhere. Bob in Boca Raton. Go Florida. Woot.
Yeah. I'm so embarrassed.
Hey, Bob.
I'm ashamed.
Why are you?
I wanted to say Bob from the Bronx because I've only been here like a year and a half, but I have to. This is where I live now.
Why are you ashamed? Florida just went for President Obama.
I know, but this ridiculousness. This, election after election. This is just out of the question.
Yeah, I'm glad the president said something. Aren't you? He talked. He mentioned it in his acceptance speech about
the
lines, and he said we got.
Oh, it's so exciting. Oh, it's been an exciting. This legislation that was passed to cut the days down. Everything, it's just an embarrassment. I've never witnessed this kind of idiocy.
Isn't it amazing, Bob, how both that and Citizens United, blew up in their faces?
It's pitiful. But let me just quickly tell you the real reason I called. You know, campaign workers, people door-to-door who work. I want to say that I want you to really absorb this, all you guys, all the cohorts. You have done an amazing job, Steph, and with your staff. I mean, you have to absorb some of this reason why this came about.
I've already taken total credit. If you've missed the show the last few days, I'm taking sole credit.
You can take it. But all you guys,
I'm not as gracious as the president to cry and thank my underlings.
Oh, come on, cry.
It was all me, Bob.
I want to see you cry.
I saw the other night, I'm speaking to his campaign workers. I'm tears rolling down my eyes.
I know.
A beautiful thing. But, Steph, thank you guys for what
you
do.
Buddy.
I'm sure you've played some kind of large part in this.
Just
because the election's over, 9 o'clock, you're still going to be on my TV, guys.
Aw, thank you, sweetheart. I appreciate it.
Thank you so much, Steph. I love you guys.
I love you, too. Not me. You. It's you. You folks. You people. Yeah,
why haven't you cried when giving a speech to us?
I'm so thankful for everything. Because you two are a bunch of... Oh, you're lead weights around my...
That's right. We're holding you back.
It's like running down the field with two tacklers on me every morning. You are no help whatsoever. Jim knows. When I get drunk, I get really...
Then you sober up.
Yeah, then you sober up and
stop it.
Go back to normal.
Stop it.
What'd I say? Stop it. Excuse me, Fleming. As Bob said, Florida gone to the president, total 332 electoral votes. My friends, woot! Yeah, the president took Florida. Romney has conceded. By the way, Speaker Boehner and Mitch McConnell both refused to take a call from the president after the election, saying they were asleep.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Uh-huh. Right. People said that they were already in bed.
Yeah. Okay.
Well, anyway. Boehner is probably passed out.
In his defense, he was.
Pool of his own sick.
Mrs. Boehner didn't feel like fishing him out of his pool of sick and cleaning him off for the president. Ew.
Ew.
Oh, corn. When did we have corn?
What?
Let's go to
spaghetti noodles.
What?
Huh?
Where has he been tonight? Okay. Oh. Kevin in D.C., you're on the Stephanie Miller Show. Hi, Kev.
Well, good morning, lovely Stephanie.
Mm-hmm.
How I wish I was in the studio to display my huge amount of affection for you over the election results.
Thank you.
A quick shout out to Julie in Seattle for viewing and commenting on my YouTube video, KFDC Rap. Hey, girl,
what?
We won.
What? All right.
But, I must say, apparently, you know, the GOP faces the adopt or die.
Yes.
And apparently they're choosing die if their initial post-election actions are any indication. I mean, you know, dullards like Rush the Drug Lust, Limp Balls, and Laura Inbred are still claiming Twit Romney lost because he wasn't conservative enough.
Right.
Yep. I say go with that.
Mm-hmm.
That is absolutely correct.
And John Boehner, you know, after initially saying Obamacare is the law of the land, now after some teabaggers got to him apparently, said that repealing it is still a priority.
Well, Kenya.
I wonder if he's call blocking Kathy Durr. Tea Party Patriot, please and thank you.
I say to the Republican leadership, take off your lace panties. Stop being noodleback.
Go right to the cliff on that debt ceiling again. Go!
Don't be a noodleback.
Don't be a noodleback.
Yeah, Romney wasn't right enough, so they're running Heinrich Himmler next time.
Yeah,
great.
Hey, that was early for Jim. It's fairly early.
It wasn't a Hitler reference. It was a Himmler reference.
It's a Nazi reference.
Well, it's still
slightly less Nazi. Well, sure. Not really.
Not really, no.
Okay.
You either are a Nazi or you aren't.
Jenny in Georgia. Hello, Jenny. Welcome.
Hi, Stephanie. Love you all.
Love you.
Okay. I think I have some answers for you. I think I've been more than concise when I say the Republicans did get out their policy. They did get out their platform because it was the plantation platform, and they thought since it worked for 200 years in history, they thought that that was a solid way to get out their base.
Right. That's
and it was.
Yeah, that's what they mean by constitutional conservatives.
Since my given name is Victoria, I've got to say this about Victoria Jackson.
Oh, geez.
I think she has been totally foxified. Foxification is what they are suffering from over at Fox because they finally believe that fact is a lie, truth is a lie, and their lies are truth, and they don't understand why everybody doesn't feel that way.
Yeah, right. Absolutely. This is what I was saying, the headline about Mitt Romney apparently was shell-shocked.
Yeah.
Shell-shocked is the word. Because they only watch Fox News. They are in the bubble. They, you know.
He seriously did not expect to lose.
Wow.
I can see that from the Romney transition site. Boy, they put a lot of time in the Romney transition site.
Apparently, they spent $25,000 on fireworks for the victory party.
Oh, my God. Wait, I'm getting to that one.
Great.
Too.
That's fantastic.
Boy, they had their resources allocated properly, didn't
they?
Mitt Romney planned Boston Harbor fireworks show. So they were prepared for that. He didn't have a concession speech written, but he had,
fireworks.
Romney had planned to celebrate his election. Wow. About me much? As the nation's 45th president with an 8-minute fireworks display over the Boston Harbor, the same company that does some of the, illuminations for Boston's 4th of July, was poised to ignite fireworks within view of Romney's party at the Boston Convention Center to celebrate his win over President Obama. The Romney show had a patriotic theme, heavy on red, white, and blue. Oh, except there's a lot more blue than...
Yeah.
Not so heavy on the red!
Am I blue?
Now he is. 29 minutes after the hour, right back on the Stephanie Miller Show.
Now,
stuff just happens, and there's nothing you can do about it. For example,
Stephanie Miller
hasn't talked to me since the 11th grade because no matter how much you apologize, you can't go back and undry hump someone's boyfriend.
It is the Stephanie Miller Show. Oh, yeah, 34 minutes after the hour. 1-800-STEP-12, the phone number, toll free from anywhere. So, yeah, I have to say, it's taking a pause, hitting pause on the gloat button for a moment. Thank God Mitt Romney's not going to be president.
I know. That would have been unmitigated disaster for America.
I mean, not just the way he ran his campaign, but we were just saying, so they spent they planned a fireworks display for his victory. He only wrote an acceptance speech. They already had a transition site up.
Yeah.
I mean, talk about
and it went live for some reason.
Just lust for power,
yeah.
Right? Like,
the transition site went live for some reason. I have no idea why people were able to get screen caps of it.
There it is. Smaller, simpler, smarter. Believe in America. Okay. It's smaller, that's for sure. look at this. President-elect Romney is working closely with his transition team to put together his administration to assure a smooth transfer of power on January 20th, 2013, and to get to work for the American people. Wow, so they had all the planning and the money for that.
Yep.
Guess what they didn't have the money for?
What?
Cab rides home for his people.
Wow.
They canceled their credit cards in the middle of the night on election night.
Wow.
Wow.
Unbelievable. Trickle down doesn't even work in his own campaign. I mean, compare and contrast that to President Obama crying and thanking his young staff. Literally, this is in Forbes. Mitt Romney's campaign canceled staffers' credit cards in the middle of the night.
Wow.
Some people trying to get home.
I enjoy firing people and making them walk home in the middle of the night.
Aides taking cabs home late that night got rude awakenings, and they found the credit cards from the campaign no longer worked.
Wow.
No doubt a lot of taxi drivers found themselves stiffed when it came to tips Wednesday morning. That's what happens when the money trickles up and not down.
I enjoy firing people.
Did I say thank God Mitt Romney's not president? Okay.
And how many billions is he sitting on? Nobody knows.
Yeah.
And he can't afford to pay for cab rides?
I still want to see those tax returns.
Yeah.
All right. Let's get to the best overreactions. Give me some music. It's so hard to pick. However, someone has compiled, Think Progress compiled the six best overreactions to Obama's win. Neil Bortz, our good friend, Obama, a bigger disaster than Sandy. Which is nice because Sandy killed Obama.
Yeah.
Killed people and stuff. Okay. Victoria Jackson cries and says America died.
Yeah.
That was... Who knew there were so many drama queens on the right?
I know.
The Cincinnati Tea Party declares the death of America. They just put a thing up that said, R.I.P., rest in peace, America. America, July 4th, 1776 to November 6th, 2012. Death was ruled a suicide.
All right. Why don't you go to Australia then?
Sure.
See how you like it there.
Death was ruled a suicide.
Socialized medicine.
Really, drama queenie. Okay. Hey. Rush Limbaugh, this is out of character for him, blames women.
No guns.
Yeah, I don't think they would like to move to a country that doesn't have universal health care.
Rush Limbaugh blamed the gender gap for Obama's victory and women for falling. See, dumb sluts. It's all of us dumb sluts. And women for falling into Obama's trap. He said he treats them like vaginas, and they say he's my man.
Wow.
Thanks for missing the point entirely, and keep at it. Donald Trump calls for a revolution. Yeah, this was the one of the. You got to freeze this in carbonite. He lost the popular vote by a lot. And won the election, we should have a revolution.
No, he didn't.
No,
he won by quite a bit.
Mm-hmm. Won the popular vote by a lot. Electoral landslide. Glenn Beck, here's my personal favorite. This is the last. First of all, tells people to buy guns.
Right.
Jim, don't these border a little on treason? The revolution, Donald
Sedition.
Trump saying?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Okay.
Yeah.
Yeah, why don't you go march on the White House, Donald, see how the Secret Service responds to that.
The red states are going to get even more delightful. Listen to this. I won't make a deal with the devil. I will tell you, last week we purchased more farmland as a family. May I recommend if you have a chance to buy farmland, you buy farmland. If you live in the East, I recommend you get the hell out of the East. Okay. Find a place where you're surrounded by like-minded people. And the best way to find those people is you should probably
look... It's in
other people in your ward.
Psychiatric
Briarcliff Manor.
You're surrounded by like-minded people. The best way to find those people is you should probably look at the maps on how counties voted. May I highly suggest you get grandfathered into the Second Amendment today. Oh, and don't forget the ammunition. That is awesome.
All right, you want to take on the U.S.
So the
Army?
The red states are going to get even redder.
You tried that once before. It didn't work out so well for
you. Yeah, turns out
you thought Oklahoma was bad now.
Turns out the Army
Glenn Beck is going to have the farm next door to you.
Turns out the Army is pretty much on Obama's side, too, as we found out in this election.
I think even people in red states would pretend they're not home if Glenn Beck came to their farm. Just, oh, turn out the lights. He's going to try to make us buy gold again. Okay. 1-800-STEP-12, the phone number. Let's go to Marcy in Florida. Congratulations, Marcy, on delivering Florida.
Yeah, I'm a little embarrassed about my state. Want to say I live here. I wasn't born here. I was born up in Brockport, New York, near Lockport.
Lockport,
by you.
My hometown.
Yep.
All right.
So I just wanted to apologize to the nation that Florida always has some drama when it comes to elections. I don't have an answer for you.
You are kind of electoral attention whores, I must say. But good job.
But I do have a question for you.
Yes.
I wanted to know, do you think Karl Rove, you know, the architect with the really bad math skills, is he going to stay in his position, or do you think he's going to end up missing like Jimmy Hoffa?
I don't know. Yep. That's, yeah.
He's his head's going to be mounted on Sheldon Adelson's wall.
Yeah.
I wonder how that conference call went yesterday. Oh, Lord. All right. Oh, here's one. Let's see. I just, you know, the interwebs become so much fun.
I know.
After stuff like this. It's a knock-knock joke. The president's holding an American eagle.
Oh, yeah.
And it
I
just
saw
says,
this.
Knock-knock. Who's there? Gay rights, women's rights, and this bald eagle, mother... and some weed. Oh, by the way, further evidence that I'm right, Chris Christie voted for the president. Chris Christie told the president congratulations on a phone call. He sent Romney an email.
Email.
Sorry. Sucks to be you. Boom.
Okay. That credit card story just floors me.
Isn't that something? Isn't that sweet? Vincent in Dayton, Ohio. Hey, Vincent.
Yes. Hi, Stephanie. Hello. First time caller. What a fantastic show you
Thank
have.
Thank you.
I just had a thought that I would like to pass on and maybe get some thoughts from you guys about.
All right.
You know, what if all the people at Fox News decided to... clean house and get rid of the Hannitys and the O'Reillys. And I mean, they've been lying to the news people all this time. It seemed like they would want to change, wouldn't you think?
They'll just get different people that'll tell the same lies. I mean,
but you know what? Even though they tell lies, they still get ratings. So they're not going anywhere.
Yeah.
You know, they make money for the station.
And they've proved it in this cycle that they don't want the truth. They want to feel better.
You can't handle
the truth. And that's fine. Let them be in their little bubble there.
We know the truth over here,
and we
know that they lie.
Yeah, exactly.
We should go in padded cells with like-minded people.
How about this? The Freepers.
Speaking of
overreactions. Oh, Jim, it's a little comedy, I guess. Conservatives everywhere scratching themselves trying to figure out how a website called Unskewed Polls could possibly have skewed them wrong.
Yeah.
Nowhere was the post-election butthurt more palpable than Free Republic. Or an open letter was posted shortly after Obama's re-election apologizing to the Queen of England for that little misunderstanding we had during the 360 and asking for the British Empire to take us back. I guess it's comedy. I don't know. Your Majesty. We, the people of the former American colonies, would like to offer our most sincere apology over that little misunderstanding we had 236 years ago. Had we known we were going to be subjects anyway, we could have saved a lot of trouble and hard feelings. We were under the mistaken belief that we would be free. Sovereign citizens, we believed our hard work would yield its own rewards without someone coming along and taking what we built in the name of fairness. God. We thought our laws and our constitution would protect us from a foreign-born dictator. Oh, God. And our freedom to worship would prevent us from becoming a corrupt, morally bankrupt society. Silly us. Little did we know that our own free press would intentionally sabotage, deceive, and withhold the truth from us in order to re-elect a socialist that still holds disdain for our nation and contemporary founding principles.
So you want to move to England?
Yeah, nor
they
did
have
we believe...
universal health care.
Nor did we believe that there would be so many citizens dependent on government handouts that they would blindly elect an unqualified charlatan, let alone re-elect him. Anyway, Your Grace, we are truly sorry for this, and humbly, sincerely beg your forgiveness. If you can find in your heart to forgive us and take us back, we promise never to trade British oppression for socialist endless tyranny again. Your most humble servant, see you back.
Okay.
I'm guessing the queen, like most of us, was not amused.
We're not amused. Do these writers know how high the taxes are in the UK?
High taxes?
Right.
And universal health care.
Many, many more government entitlement programs than we have here. Many more.
And a lot of people of color.
So if they want to move there, go for it.
Dana in Maryland, you're on the Stephanie Miller Show. Hi, Dana.
Hi, good morning, everybody.
Come on in.
I want to concur with Bob. You guys are fantastic.
Thank you.
And the chatters, and you keep us going. And I worked the phones and knocked on doors, and friends did as well. And I think together, you know, we couldn't be bought. So my call was about Glenn Beck. If you actually watch the video, he's very scary. I mean, like, sick scary.
Yeah. He's been like that for a while.
It's like, you know, buying guns. He made his staff come in at 3 in the morning. I mean, I think he's sort of losing it or lost it. So I think an important point to make today is let's get out in the midterms this time.
Yeah.
You know, and get those Tea Party asshats out of there.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Because,
well, I mean,
you know, that's so important. A lot of people didn't vote in the midterms, and that's how we got in this position.
I mean, Dana, it's interesting now, right? It just, as I've said yesterday, it seems like this version of the party, they only do something when they have to, not because it's the right thing to do.
Right.
Haley Barbour actually said out loud yesterday, well, maybe we should do immigration reform so we can get some of the Hispanic vote back. That's the part you're not supposed to say.
That's not the reason to do it.
You know, they're threatening to do the same thing they've been doing, obstructing.
Right,
and
but Dana, you're still going to have the Steve Kings there. Is he going to talk about his electrified fence that, you know, keeps the farm animals out?
And
so we should do,
lesbians, and throw food down. Yeah, I know. It's so scary. You know, maybe they should all go with Glenn to the farm and just go live there.
But you know what? I'm afraid that we'd have another Waco on our hands where innocent people would die too.
You know what? That's an excellent point. Yeah, it's just, they're just scary people.
They are.
John Hannity called Bill Maher a racist last night, and I'm like, oh God, you know, goodbye. The best part of my election night, I was with my husband, and we were at Social Distortion at the 9:30 club.
Woo-hoo! Hey,
nothing like Mike Ness telling you that Romney lost and playing Ring of Fire.
Cool.
And just the crowd went nuts, and it was amazing, and I love Obama.
Yeah.
And I cried last night as well with
watching the video. I know.
Sheldon Adelstein and all the rest of the
poor Sheldon.
So, you guys are great.
All right.
We're going to watch your show every
Thank
day.
You, honey.
Rock
Thank
on. Love
Thank
you, guys.
Thank you, thank you. And that gives you, you know, right there, it was $54 million Sheldon Adelson spent. You know what? What could you have done with that money? I mean,
how many lives
how many people could you help?
Yeah.
Could you have helped? Could you have done something, you know, help the
something
people
useful.
In the storm, something,
right.
whatever, you know? But anyway, Jim Messina, Obama's campaign manager, made a good point, and this is how they still don't get it. Now they think it's just politics because they're making, like, noises like, oh, well, maybe immigration reform. It's like,
Late. Yeah, that's not the reason to do it.
When the standard bearer of their party talked about them as illegals and said he would veto a piece of legislation like the DREAM Act that, you know, over 90% of Latino voters support, you know, that, you know, makes it very, very hard to go get votes.
But what did Kenny Loggins think?
The
other Jim
Messina. You know, the interesting thing is Mitt Romney self-deported from Washington.
Bam!
Bam! 47.
Pow!
Can I just say that the most popular part of the show now is going to be Right Wing World, and we'll do that next.
Yay!
On the Stephanie Miller Show. Oh, God. That feels weird and good all at once.
It's the Stephanie Miller Show. Miller.
The things you say, you're unbelievable.
Talking to Dick Morris.
Oh, boom. 52 minutes after the hour, 1-800-STEP-1-2, the phone number toll-free from anywhere. Make the most of your color with the very best paint. Ask Sherwin-Williams. Why, thank you, fine sponsor. 1-800-STEP-1-2, the phone number toll-free from anywhere. Andrew in California. Hi, Andrew. Hello.
How are you doing?
Good, honey.
Hello.
Go ahead.
Good morning.
Good.
Good morning.
Good morning.
Hello.
Okay, go ahead.
Yes. Okay.
First off, I got to thank you guys for having your show. It's great because when you talk to Republicans and you have some facts to dispute the lies that they've learned on Fox News, it works great. And thank you to Vice President Al Gore for putting the whole current thing together.
Yay.
Made a big difference this time around.
Thank you.
But in general, I got to complain about the Republicans. When did they become the party of crybabies?
I know, right?
I know, right? Yikes.
Yeah. And they've always said the Democrats are the emotional ones. I'm like, I've seen nothing but...
Yeah, didn't Sean Hannity... I think we put together a whole string of things he said about... Yeah.
It's all the one couple that don't want to have a baby now that president was reelected. And that's okay with me because I don't think they should be reproducing.
Right.
You know, and then they have all these ones who want to move to another country. I tell them the same thing I told my girls when they threatened to run away as little children. I'll drive you.
Yeah.
Although it's tough to drive to Australia. But anyway, it's a good thought, and I appreciate that.
It's also tough to drive
to the
UK.
Did we find that?
Yes.
Oh.
If we go down the list, Howard Dean is as shrill as any Democratic chairman I've ever seen. Republicans are evil, brain dead. Dick Durbin's.
That's not that one.
No,
that's Hannity Claus. No, he did the whole whiny, sore loser or something montage. We'll find it. Okay, let's dive into the right wing.
Okay, it's not necessarily Hannity.
Sore losers.
Uprising.
Let's
assume
that. Fantasy land. Flashing out.
Crybabies and sore losers.
Grandstanding. Disgruntled. Temper tantrum. Losers. The sore loser act.
Theatrics,
crybabies.
Okay, let's dive into the right-wing world and see what's doing, shall we? Oh, Karl Rove on Fox News saw the poor little feller. He just got off a conference call with a few angry billionaires.
He succeeded by suppressing the vote, by saying to people, you may not like who I am, and I know you can't bring yourself to vote for me, but I'm going to paint this other guy as simply a rich guy who only cares about himself. 53% in the exit polls said that on Election Day that Mitt Romney's policies would only help the rich, and they voted for Obama by a 9-1 margin. They effectively denigrated Mitt Romney's character, business acumen, business experience.
Mm. No, he did that
Is
himself.
Is that fair? That, I don't, what? Has anyone ever, was Karl Rove, the master of dirty politics, talking about the president running on perfectly valid issues.
Right.
And because his policies do only help the rich.
And Romney was caught red-handed when he didn't know he was being taped, talking about half the country being a bunch of freeloaders.
That's right.
That he doesn't care about. He said that.
And by
Obama.
The way, they've all doubled down since then, right? All the, you know, O'Reillys and Limbaughs and whatever. Yeah, it's we're, you know, everybody that voted for Obama, a bunch of moochers, a bunch of takers, bunch of, you know. Oh, boy. Okay, that was, I got to say, that was a spectacular start to Right Wing World.
Wow.
Karl Rove whining.
He's a crybaby and
dirty,
a sore loser.
And
dirty.
That's not suppressing the vote.
Yeah.
Opposition
he suppressed
research.
The vote by running ads about Mitt Romney's record.
Things that he said about himself.
Running ads with Mitt Romney's own voice.
Yes.
That's not fair.
Suppressing the vote. It's projection. He knows that's what he's been doing.
Okay. People, Andrew Napolitano, Fox and Friends.
The people that can control these things, right now the president, know the short-term political gain that they can achieve, like his re-election victory two nights ago, as a result of giving away cash now. They don't see that every dollar they take away from taxpayers, whether they make $1 million or $1 billion, is a dollar less to invest in the economy and produce prosperity and jobs.
In China.
Blah, 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 blah.
God.
Nice.
Again, they believe their own propaganda.
Yeah, it's like end every sentence they say with in China. And then you get,
right.
You know, kind of like a fortune cookie. You end your fortune with in bed.
Yeah. Right.
All right. I'll get to more of the Karl Rove stuff. It's just too good. Okay. Oh. Greg Gutfield on the five.
First, I want to go to this point. You cannot unrich yourself unless you're a liberal.
Mm-hmm.
If you're a rich conservative, you are now an oppressed minority. You know, you're like gone.
Aww.
An
break
oppressed
out the tiny
minority.
Violins.
I had $1 billion. Now I only have 999 million.
I'm a rich white person.
I'm oppressed.
Yeah, Sheldon Adelson only has how many billions now? Oh, wah.
Although if I were the Adelson children, I'd be very,
pissed.
Very upset.
Yeah.
Okay, Michelle.
Thanks, Grandpa.
You did what with my inheritance?
Okay.
You gave it to Tubby McTreason?
trust that guy with your money?
It's going to be a tense Thanksgiving at the Adelson table.
Boy.
I'm sorry, Daddy. Could you pass the... Ah! Wait a minute! This is going to be giving all my money to Carl Rove.
Oh, I'd hate to be there for Hanukkah.
Exactly.
That's the big bowl of STFU.
All right. We had to... You know what? We're having too much fun. We have to finish Right Wing World at the top of the hour as we continue on the Stephanie Miller Show.
Welcome to the party barn. May we take your order? It's the Stephanie Miller Show.
Ladies and gentlemen, it's the Stephanie Miller Show.
It is the Stephanie Miller Show. Happy Landslide Week, everybody. 6 minutes after the hour, 1-800-STEP-12, the phone number. Toll free from anywhere. Richard, Massachusetts. Hi, Richard.
Hi, Stephanie. Hi, guys.
Hi.
I love you in your hat, Stephanie.
Thank you.
Stephanie, you kind of stole my thunder. I was going to talk about the fireworks that didn't happen, thank God. But anyway...
Yes, he spent $25,000 on a big victory fireworks celebration.
Yeah, I know.
And a transition website.
That's right. Yeah. Anyway, I just want to talk about the ground game we had here in Massachusetts for Elizabeth Warren. Over 100,000 people. And in my community, I've been canvassing for the last 2 months. And I'll tell you, my community and the Lawrence, which is next door... a lot of Hispanics, Latinos, and even my community. I'll tell you, Stephanie, the Latino community, they're such great people. These are hardworking people, low-income people, but they're so, when I was canvassing, they were so responsive, and they were so much for her and, of course, the president, you know. And I got to mention, too, that Romney, not only did he lose Massachusetts, where he has a house, and he even lost it in his own community where he voted.
Well, what did he lose by, 20, 30 points? What was the final?
Yeah, and he lost in New Hampshire where he has a house. He lost in Michigan where he was born.
Yep.
And he lost in California where he has a house with the
car
elevator. So we lost everywhere where he's been 12 years.
You know why he has a car elevator? Because you can't park your car in Harvard Yard.
But he can park it in the car elevator.
Hey, here's my favorite story, Richard, out of Massachusetts. I just got to say. Scott Brown's pickup truck is for sale on Craigslist.
Yeah.
Barely used. Only a campaign prop.
Oh, right. God.
Stupid campaign prop. Senator Warren, say it with me. Senator Elizabeth Warren.
Yes.
Oh, a T and then a he. Okay. Hey, you know what? It is just a week of Woot news. Woot! Washington voters approved gay marriage.
Yep.
Washington State has approved gay marriage, joining Maine and Maryland as the first states to pass same-sex marriage by popular vote. Obviously, in Minnesota,
they kept the possibility of it alive by not banning it in their constitution.
Stopping the writing of discrimination into the state constitution. Richard Carlbaum. Executive director of Minnesota's United for All Families, joins us now. Good morning, Richard.
Good morning. Thanks for having me on.
Congratulations on your quality news from Minnesota.
Yeah, it's fantastic.
Yeah, I mean, it's just the news could hardly be better this week. I mean, it really, it takes away that talking point, right? That, everywhere it goes to the ballot, people vote, right?
The great thing is, the United States didn't just beat them when they're on defense, which we've done in the state house in the past. But we beat them when the National Organization for Marriage was on offense. And they have been so successful when they're on offense. And for one of the first times ever, they actually lost when they're on offense. And that, I think, and they lost in the heartland of this country. So the Midwest values are not buying what they're selling anymore, that's for sure.
Yeah. I mean, it really is exciting. I mean, they even sound like dinosaurs. When I read this, I was reading this headline this morning, Family Research Council calls for civil disobedience to block same-sex marriages.
Wow.
Really? I mean, really, is that what you're going to spend your time doing now? The Tony Perkins, our good friend,
No, mother, blood!
No, not that guy. It's another guy. He said that civil disobedience may be necessary to prevent same-sex marriages after voters in several states approved it. He was on the, which is that show? It was a special broadcast, Richard, entitled Election 2012, Aftermath and Aftershocks.
Wow.
And he said, you know, marriage equality is still morally wrong. And then seriously, this is what they're going to do? Civil disobedience at gay weddings?
Marcus Bachmann's going to try to de-gay the whole state.
It's
not going to
work
any better.
Richard, obviously, I think what happens is, you know, already it becomes like a domino effect, doesn't it?
Well, it definitely means that we can continue the conversation. I mean, what they were attempting to do was stop it short. And Minnesota stood up and said, no, this is a conversation that's dynamic and that the next generation should be able to participate in. And so, we're not making any any sudden declarations or anything, but we are very seriously looking at, what is the next step in this conversation?
Well, let me tell you the fun facts, because this is what, you know, you guys have helped accomplish in Minnesota. So we've had, obviously, Maine, Maryland, Minnesota, Washington. So this will make, eight or nine, it'll be the law of the land, 8 or 9 states and the District of Columbia, right? Another 5 states have civil union laws. And so now they're looking, they literally have a map of the next 7 states that are likely. Colorado, Minnesota, you're on there, Rhode Island, Illinois, Delaware, Ohio, and New Jersey, as they think the next state's up to have full marriage equality. What do you think?
Yeah, I think that, I think that as a Minnesotan who's born and raised here all 31 years of my life, and I'm engaged to my partner for 5 years.
Yeah, congratulations.
Getting married. Yeah, thank you. Getting married in my home state would be a dream come true. And making that, declaring my love and commitment and taking responsibility in front of my friends and family, just as my brothers and sisters have done, is important. And having my government, actually validate that and say that it's just as worthy as my brothers and sisters' love. Would mean a whole lot.
Richard, we particularly hear you out here in California. I was just, I was reading the other part of this article. It's basically talking about the Supreme Court deciding whether to take up Prop 8. Obviously, we're the most populous state. We could have marriage equality here depending on what happens at Supreme Court.
It's very exciting, isn't it? I'm just, the time the journey that Americans have been on over the last 5 years has just been incredible, how quickly they're coming to realize that gay and lesbian couples want to get married for very similar reasons, which is they want to stand up and make a pleasure, love, and commitment to one another. And as Americans understand that, it's not just about, me wanting access to my partner's teacher's pension or he wanting my health care. When people understand that it's more than just about the rights and benefits, that it is really truly about wanting to be valued as a full and fair citizen of
right.
the country.
It's about love.
Country.
It's about family.
It's amazing.
Yeah, I mean, I think that's what it is. People are starting to understand that it's about love and family, and that's I think a human thing, right? Not doesn't belong to one sexuality or another.
Exactly. Very human.
Yeah, exactly. We have the right to screw up relationships just as well. Trust me on that.
Oh, the humanity.
Yeah. Oh. Richard, thanks so much, and thanks for fighting the good fight there in Minnesota. Congratulations.
Absolutely.
We'll talk to you again
soon.
All right.
Yep.
Woot! Woot! You know what? I'm going to give them my Granger thing. You know why?
Why?
Because they got it done in Minnesota on marriage equality. Brought to you by Granger with over 900,000 products for the ones who get it done. They got it done.
They got it done.
Get her done.
All right, let's continue Right Wing World just because it's so much fun. Okay, Michelle Mulkin on Fox and Friends.
There is still half of this country. I met thousands of conservative activists, limited government advocates across this country over the last year. And they certainly do not want to hear or see the House Republican majority capitulating on these important matters. Mm. What I'd love to see is when we get to those kabuki games about the debt limit, for once, for the Republicans in Washington to call this administration's bluff.
Oh, and destroy the country?
Yeah, we just did that. Yeah. It was called an election.
Yeah.
Yeah, you just called his bluff. Bam!
Larry the Landslide Lizard is sunning himself on a rock. Yes.
Yes. Okay, A.B. Stoddard on Fox News.
People debate this all the time, whether the president, I debate it with Charles Krauthammer often. He thinks he's an ideologue, and I think he's an egomaniac. I think the president is invested in a legacy and is looking, free from the constraints of another election, to do something historic, to move past unpopular health care reform. And I think he's probably willing to run to the center and do something on a Medicare overhaul that would do something to balance our books and get us away just a little further back from the fiscal crisis that we're facing head on right now.
But he'd only do that because he's an egomaniac? Really?
Or what was the other? Or an ideologue.
Or an ideologue.
Those are the only two choices at Fox News as they talk to each other in their little bubble?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
So they
need to get out more.
You know, talk amongst yourself and decide.
Obama running to the center, you'd be standing in place because he's already there.
Yeah.
I mean, they think he's a socialist. Move to Australia and see what real socialism is like.
Oh, David Axelrod tweeted, interesting footnote to the election in Florida. POTUS carried the Cuban-American vote, something a Democrat hasn't done for more than a half century.
Wow.
Which led Rush Limbaugh to say this.
The Cubans not...
Well, but the Republicans get a large part of the Cuban vote, particularly South Florida, already. And it's oriented... I can't win here. I just can't win. It's oriented... The reason that the Cubans are not that popular of the Hispanic divisions you've talked about, it's a race thing.
Yes, it is.
It's a race thing. Just not quite dark as dark. They're oriented toward work.
Oh, my God. You know, Rush, it may be time for you to...
Shut up! Just shut up! Just go away, bury yourselves in your rat holes, and don't come out till you win an election. When you win election, you can put all these socialist wackos like Ruth Bader Ginsburg and Stephen Breyer all over the court.
Check.
But until then, shut up!
So basically, Rush should...
Shut up!
That's what he's saying. He said he should...
Shut up!
I think
shut up!
Yeah.
I think that's his point. Oh, there's so much unfortunate audio from the last few years.
And we have it all.
We've got it all. Don and Eureka, you're on the Stephanie Miller Show about Rush. Hello, Don.
Good morning.
Good morning.
Hey, about the 11:30, after the 11:30 break on Rush Limbaugh's show yesterday on the radio, he said that Megyn Kelly's job was to walk around in high heels and keep Karl Rove happy. So
I just noticed this. He's a bit of a pig, don't you think? Do you think, Tom?
This is their family values, guys.
Of course.
Yeah.
And also, I've noticed a little bit. I've been listening because he's got my brother crying quite a bit lately because my brother sits around and listens to that nonsense all morning long. But
He said, he had said if Mitt Romney loses, it'll be the end of the Republican Party.
Yeah.
You promise?
Okay.
You promise?
Done and done.
Okay. 17 minutes.
Goodbye, new
okay.
wigs.
Okay. All right, then. Bye. And then bye. 17 minutes after the hour, right back on the Stephanie Miller Show.
On the Stephanie Miller radio show in suburban America this morning.
It's the Stephanie Miller Show. Stephanie Miller.
Back again. Check, get directed. Let's begin. Party on, party people. Let me hear some noise.
Stephanie Miller.
In the house, jump, rejoice. There's a party over here. A party over there. Wave your hands in the air. Shake the dairy, yeah.
Woot. It is the...
It's woot.
I know. 22. Oh. It's both this week. 22 minutes after the hour, 1-800-STEP-12, the phone number, toll free from anywhere. Let's go to Carol in Pennsylvania. Hi, Carol. Welcome.
Good morning. Thank you very much.
Good morning.
I would like to appeal to all those who have access to the airways, like you and your spectacular job that you've done.
Thank you.
To start beating the drum every day to stop voter suppression. It's not going to go away. It's going to get worse. Those people were treated like cattle. Rick Scott should have been in line with them.
Yep.
What do you say?
Yeah, no, I've said over and over, Carol, I'm glad the president mentioned it in his speech about the lines, and he said, by the way, we got to do something about that. I mean, I think that, you know, they, by the way, they were on it, and we said this, Carol, throughout the whole campaign, that I have to say the Obama Justice Department, they won every court battle with all of these voter suppression efforts.
Mm-hmm.
But they really did. They tried to find new and creative ways, and that's one of them. Like I was saying, is you put, you know, one voting machine in, yep, in a, you know, minority neighborhood, and there you go.
Yep.
6 hours in line. I was saying that I voted. It literally took me 45 seconds. There were a million voting machines, no lines. I mean, it just, it's, and God bless, by the way, God bless all y'all in Florida for staying in line. I mean, I don't know that everybody I know would have done that.
Voter suppression backfired.
Yeah.
Our people's will was
also
stronger.
What I said.
And in these poorer areas, a lot of people are paid by the hour. And if you have to take 6 or 7 hours off of work, you lose that money that you otherwise, and so that
right.
Child
care,
absolutely,
all kinds of,
and that can be considered a poll tax. Yeah. Absolutely,
yep.
That's how you attack this situation.
Yep, absolutely. All right, Tammy in San Antonio. Hi, Tammy.
Hi. I was calling because for all of us that live in red states, we need to call our representatives and start demanding that they stop it. We voted.
Stop it. Call your representatives and say,
stop it.
Exactly, because, you know, flood the phone lines. We have that power. And tell them, we'll remember in 2014 that you didn't stop it, and we'll vote you
Tammy,
out.
Tammy, that's the thing. Will they stop it, or are they going to try to find new creative ways to try to do this better? Since I think look at the Rush Limbaughs. They literally are, like, saying we're outnumbered. They know we're outnumbered.
Mm-hmm.
The party's up, unless they, I mean, that is absolutely what happened, what they realized this year. We can only win by cheating, and thank God it didn't work this time. And this is why this headline is entirely rich. Rove accuses Obama campaign of suppressing the vote. We played that clip in Right Wing World. Yes, he attempted to diminish Obama's victory by explaining the president won less popular votes in 2012 than 2008 and only got more votes among Latinos.
So it doesn't count.
No.
Mm.
He complained, as we said, that Obama characterized Romney as a rich guy who cares about himself, which was devastatingly effective since he happens to be a rich guy that cares about himself.
As evidence.
I mean,
by
look at just the last couple days. Right.
Yeah.
He spends $25,000 on a fireworks show to celebrate himself, a transition website, and he cuts off his own staffer's credit cards at like midnight on election night.
On their way, while they're on their way home. So
at midnight.
Yeah. So they can't pay for the cab that they're sitting in.
I enjoy firing people.
Where did Obama get that idea from? That he's a rich guy that only cares about himself. let's see. Yeah, he said the Obama campaign was very effective in keeping roughly 92% of the people who voted for President Obama to vote for him again, but they didn't do a good job of growing the electorate. What is he talking about? He won the landslide. God.
What a failure he is. I'm embarrassed.
The Democrats, the only group that they got more votes this time around within 4 years ago were among Latinos. So what, is he diminishing that? Because
Latinos don't count. They're not human, you see.
Brown, The president succeeded by suppressing the vote by saying to people, when we played this, that I'm going to pay this other guy as a rich. That's politics. Yeah. What?
You do opposition research, and you run ads showing how awful it would be if this idiot got elected.
Mitt Romney said, hey, I'm running on my business career at Bain Capital. And we're like,
all right, let's look
at the way you did business at Bain Capital.
You can't do that. How dare you?
In reality, both Romney and Obama's
we talked to by the help like that.
2008 challenger John McCain failed to grow the electorate, and both won approximately 58 million popular votes, all while election officials in swing states tried to institute voter ID laws and keep minority voters away from the polls, which, as we said, blew up on them. Like an exploding electoral comedy cigar. Let's go to Rocky in Jersey. Hi, Rocky. Welcome.
Hey, how you doing, Steph?
Good.
All my favorite people there. We are very happy here in New Jersey.
Yes.
As long as we should be. And
are you recovering well?
I am recovering. I am a retired teacher, and the highlight of my day is between 9 and 12, that I watched the Stephanie Miller show.
Good.
Thank you.
Me and my wife.
Rocky.
And,
Rocky, you know what we were saying is actually, you know, the in terms of the popular vote being a little less, obviously the turnout was far less in blue states like Jersey, Connecticut, and New York.
Yeah, it was tough here, but you know what's up?
So the president's popular vote would have been even higher, is my point.
We went out there and we got the man that should have been elected.
Yep.
And we're very, very happy here. And you know what's something? I don't know if you remember it, but my school district was the one who had the little Obama song. Remember that?
Oh.
That they had a fit over?
Yes.
And just one thing, Glenn Beck, I hope you're listening. You're going to take one on that teacher that you call crazy. I taught with that teacher for 35 years, and all she did was take money out of her pocket and give it to kids and be the most dedicated teacher to white kids, black kids. You want to do? You want to take on somebody, you come to me. But if you want to take on her, you're out of your league.
Yeah, you're out of your league. There he goes from American President. I love that line. He was talking about Annette Bening. Okay, let's go to... Let's go to Robin in Florida. Hey, Robin, welcome.
Hey, Stephanie, how are you?
Hi, good, and woot to you in Florida. Thank you for delivering Florida to President Obama.
Well, I'm taking complete and total, credit for that as well.
Yep. You're a girl after my own heart. Thank you.
I love it. Mm-hmm. Stephanie, I'm calling to tell you that I'm not embarrassed by my state. I'm a Northeast Florida girl born and bred.
No, you should be proud that you guys stayed in line that many hours to do this.
I'm so totally proud of everybody who stayed out there.
We should
talk about gender gap. My niece is in college in Central Florida, and she's so excited. She's 18. She voted, and all of her friends voted, and all the campuses went out.
Yeah, how about that? That's youth
great.
Gap.
Yeah.
Right back on the Stephanie Miller Show.
Stephanie Miller.
What's wrong with you?
Almost everything. But let's get back to the interview.
It is the Stephanie Miller Show, 34 minutes after the hour, 1-800-STEP-12, the phone number toll-free from anywhere. Well, election night was exciting for so many reasons, not the least of which we were live on Current doing a television show, and I had a special television news anchor jacket on.
You did.
And I got to make the first call of the night.
Yeah.
Bernie Sanders of the great state of Vermont reelected with 71% of the vote, ladies and gentlemen. I heard that in my ear.
You did.
Like a TV person. He joins us now. Congratulations, Senator.
Hey, Stephanie, great to be with you.
Socialism is all the rage this election cycle.
Leading the nation. Country, absolutely.
Well, you know, you must feel vindicated on so many levels, because every time we have you on, everybody says, wow, everything he says makes so much sense. And, you know, it looks like the electorate agrees with you, and 71% of Vermonters do, right?
Well, it was a great campaign, and we have a whole lot of support in Vermont. And I'm just very appreciative that the people of Vermont not only reelected me, but made me the longest-serving independent in the history of the United States Congress. So I'm proud of that.
Yay!
All right.
Yay!
There you go.
You know, but you said some interesting stuff to say. You said right-wing extremism suffered a major defeat in the election.
No,
I think that's exactly it, right?
Here's where we are. Remember, we start off with the fact that as a result of this disastrous Citizens United decision, huge amounts of money came into this campaign from billionaires who wanted to push a reactionary set of policies on the American people. And you know what? They lost.
Yep.
Then you
Isn't
have
that something?
Republican legislatures all over the country engaged in this horrible business of voter suppression. I think every American who saw those clips on TV of people waiting online, these are Americans trying to vote, waiting 5-6 hours to vote. And how many people were discouraged from voting because of that? We don't know in Florida or elsewhere. So you add all that together, and then you find out that the Democrats gained 2 more seats in the Senate, despite the fact they had to defend 23 and the Republicans only had to defend 10. Obama wins a huge electoral victory and 3 million more votes than Romney in the popular vote. Democrats gained some seats in the House. I'd say that's a pretty strong victory.
Yeah, but you know, you make a good point that we make all the time. You said poll after poll shows American people do not want to see cuts in Social Security, Medicare, and Medicaid. As part of deficit reduction, they want the wealthiest people and the largest corporations in this country to start paying their fair share of taxes. They want to end an absurd tax policy that enables the wealthy and large corporations to stash trillions in tax havens like the Cayman Islands and elsewhere, costing the U.S. Treasury more than $100 billion a year. I mean, and the electorate said yes to that, right?
That takes, Stephanie, you know, that is exactly the point. What has got to happen right now, you know, what we cannot see in Washington is some kind of great debate between right-wing extremists and centrist Democrats. That's not the debate. The debate is, will the United States Congress do what the American people want them to do, as expressed in poll after poll, and more importantly, in the election that we had on Tuesday? That's the issue. So we shouldn't
come out somewhere between what right-wing extremists want and Wall Street Democrats want. Mm-hmm. We've got to do what the American people want. And what do the American people want? They say yes. Deficit
reduction. I was just reading your piece, and you're talking about. Poll after poll show the American people do not believe, as Republican leaders do, that global warming is a hoax. Poll after poll show they believe we must invest in rebuilding our crumbling infrastructure and create jobs. Poll after poll show people strongly disagree with that the Republicans want to cut spending on education. I mean, that's what I've been saying,
Here's the point. I mean, you're right. What we have got to pound away at is everything that you said. This is not a radical idea. This is what the vast majority of the American people believe. You go to any state in this country, the most conservative, and you say to those people, do you think we should cut Social Security, veterans benefits, Medicare and Medicaid, and then give huge tax breaks to billionaires? I don't believe that there's one state in this country where people will say that makes sense at all. So what we need to do in Congress right now is stand tall and do what the American people want. And that is to say, yeah, we're going to do deficit reduction. But at a time when the wealthiest people in this country are doing phenomenally well, when we have the most unequal distribution of wealth and income of any major country on earth, when one out of four profitable corporations pay zero in taxes, when we're losing over $100 billion every year because these corporations and wealthy individuals are stashing their money in the Cayman Islands and Bermuda in order to avoid paying taxes, when we're spending three times as much money on the military as we did in 1997. You know what? There are ways to do deficit reduction without attacking working families.
Yep. And here's what I love. I mean, just story after story. This headline is the candidates who ran and won on Obamacare. Here's some people that got some Democrats that got some Bernie Sanders in their spine. It's like we've been saying. You don't have to run scared of these Republicans. We're right on these issues. And when people start
Stephanie, talking, that is an enormously important point. But what happens when people suddenly walk into the magic world of inside the Beltway, everything changes. And they're surrounded by lobbyists. They're surrounded by consultants who tell them, in order to win, you're going to have to raise huge sums of money. You have to listen to what the wealthy and the large corporations want. Sell out the working people in your district. We'll get you a whole lot of money. You can win re-election. And what we have got to say is that's crap. Sherrod Brown showed it wonderfully in Ohio. $30 million spent against him. He stood up for working people. He won a great victory. And we can do that all over the country if people have the guts to stand with their constituencies. Go back home and find out how many people want to cut Social Security or Medicare and Medicaid. And you know what? Ain't a whole lot of them. And that includes Republicans as well as Democrats. So we have got to stand tall. Take on a lot of the mainstream media who are going to tell us there is no alternative. You got to cut Medicare and Medicaid and Social Security, and that's a pile of crap. You don't have to do that.
Yep, I love it. And there's just so many phrases that make me happy this election cycle. Senator Elizabeth Warren, Congressman Alan Grayson, and Senator Bernie Sanders reelected, ladies and gentlemen. We can now report Bernie Sanders has been reelected with 71% of the vote in Vermont. I'm just reliving my moment as a television anchor woman. Senator, thank you so much for your time this morning.
Good to be with you.
Congratulations.
Okay, thank you. Bye bye.
All right,
wow.
There he goes.
I love him.
Love him.
So what he's saying was the election was huge.
Huge.
Huge. Huge.
He says huge, but better than Donald Trump.
Yeah.
I mean, when he's talking about things that are huge, they actually are huge. Mm-hmm. Okay. let's go to Al in Georgia. You're on the Stephanie Miller Show. Hi, Al.
Hey, how you doing there, guys?
Good. Go ahead.
Very good. Hey, listen, I'm a veteran, and I pay attention to these things. Tulsi Gabbard, great. Tammy Duckworth, great. Alan West, see ya. Okay?
See ya.
You know? So ask yourself, if you're a veteran, you know, who would you rather have, the Tammy Duckworths of the world or the bat crap crazy Alan Wests of the world?
Yeah.
Who would you rather have? Okay?
Yeah.
It's not that tough a choice. And guys, I don't know, there's a lot of stats get thrown around, and they're all great, but I think there's one I heard, and you might have heard it too. In the state of Virginia, where there's all kinds of military, mm-hmm. retirees, active, all branches, Obama 50-50 with the military.
Yep. You know what?
You know?
Al, thank you, because this is something that I said over and over again, and I hate to keep pointing out that I'm always right. It's just, it's a burden. You know, it's a burden for me.
Yeah.
But I was just saying, what have I been screaming about this whole election cycle? These stupid, like, mainstream media memes. Like, just, oh, all the military is going to vote for the Republican automatically every time. Oh, there's an enthusiasm gap. There's not going to be the turnout. Oh, the youth vote isn't going to turn out. Oh, there's no gender gap. And I was like, Bernie Sanders just said, crap. It's crap. It was crap. It's crap. It was crap then, David Gregory. It's crap now. Oh, I can't wait to watch Meet the Press this weekend.
Watch him be sick or on assignment.
David Gregory has a rumbly tumbly this morning.
David Gregory's on assignment.
Splat. Robert in Albuquerque, you're on the Stephanie Miller Show. Welcome.
I'm calling to get my Latino vote glowed on.
That's
what I'm talking about. And you know what? I'm gonna memo the Republicanos, and I'm gonna tell them, and I'm gonna paraphrase Emperor Hirohito. You have awakened a sleeping giant, Ese, and we brought it home in California, we brought it home in Nevada, we brought it home in Colorado, we brought it home in New Mexico, and even in Florida. We brought it home, 2-1 non-Cuban Latinos voted for Obama, 2-1.
It was Admiral Yamamoto, but, you know,
yeah,
Oh, Yamamoto. Hirohito Yamamoto.
Don't bother him. He's getting his Latino mojita. On. I say mojitos for everybody, yeah. All right, Robert, congratulations.
Thank you, and much success to your show, and much love.
Si se puede.
Yeah, si se puede. All right.
Vámonos.
Bye, Robert. Yeehaw! Okay, let's go to Tony in Miami. You're on the Stephanie Miller Show. Hi, Tony.
Hey, Steph. I'm one of those Latinos who waited in long lines for a long time, and I actually did some monitoring for the Obama campaign for like 10 hours in Cuban Hialeah.
Wow.
And what I saw was a lot of young Cuban women with very determined looks on their face saying, oh, no, you didn't. And they weren't voting for Romney, I don't think.
Yep. You know, yeah, I think it was. It was a female, oh, no, you didn't vote.
Yeah.
Oh, no, you didn't say, what about rape now? Okay. You know, as it turned out, women did have a way to shut that whole electoral process down. Let's do one more here. Floyd in North Carolina. Hi, Floyd. Welcome.
Hi, Stephanie.
Hi. Go ahead.
Listen, I just wanted to talk about the rhetoric and the hate coming off the other networks right now. I mean, I watched Glenn Beck yesterday, and he practically scared me away from the show. I'm not one to sit and listen to one network, but because you have to know all the information out there.
Right. And he was already a tad bit tightly wound before this whole electoral disaster, wasn't he?
Yeah, but now he's gotten a little bit more scary.
Yeah, you think so?
Get off my phone!
Don't call him this morning.
No, don't.
Okay, 45 minutes after the hour, right back on the Stephanie Miller Show.
Sweet Lady Gaga, that is good.
It's the Stephanie Miller Show.
Steffi.
They call me her. They call me
Stephanie Miller.
That's not my name. That's not my name. That's not my name. That's not my name. They call me
her. Senator Bernie Sanders, that was huge.
Yeah, that's his name.
Huge. It was huge. We just talked to Senator Bernie Sanders.
That's right.
1-800-STEPH-12. Sexy Liberal John Bugelsang live in studio right there
in just
a few minutes for hour number 3, Fridays with Bugelsang. 1-800-STEPH-12, Deb in California. Hi, Deb.
Hey there, love. How are you doing?
Good, baby cakes. Go ahead.
I was really, really happy that the other night and ever since, and we're finally sleeping and breathing.
Mm-hmm.
Thanks to you guys. Okay, I'm sorry, but we all bow down.
So anyway,
the reason I called was because we need to change the language in the way that successful people change it, things to be more accurate, and they evolve. Such as when we use the term entitlement.
Mm-hmm. Right.
And these are earned benefits, right?
Thank you.
But you know,
that's why we're entitled to them, because
we pay into it. Yes.
Right. But what the real entitlement is what the senators and the congresspeople have had in place for years.
Right.
A program where they get all kinds of dough after they're no longer even in the Senate.
Right.
Make huge amounts of money on insider trading, which they never did change.
Yep.
They said that they did, but then... I guess the GOP senators filibustered so that they couldn't get to the president's desk. But, you know, that thing we heard about the Stock Act. Well, no, They wanted to be able to make their wives and children be able to benefit
right.
off of the insider trading, so it never went anywhere.
Yep.
And, of course, the corporate media dropped the subject. But the mm-hmm. entitlements are they pay nothing into that, like the way we pay into our the thing that we get that's measly at the end of our lives, although the Medicare is magnificent.
Yep. And, Deb, by the way, we should have a footnote in terms of people to thank to the Occupy movement. You know,
as much
as they were mocked by everybody in the right wing, they changed the conversation in this country to talk about income inequality. And don't you think that was a big part of what happened in this election?
It was huge. And also, I told my daughter the other day that it was her generation that did this for everyone when they sprang up and went, oh, my God, how hypocritical everyone is. And, you know, they also meant, you know, because the politicians all just kind of have to take money to get there. But my other thing was that even after these people pass away, their husbands and wives get the money, a huge amount
right.
of money that nobody paid for except for we the people.
Yep, that's right. All right, thank
you. I love you so much.
You're the smartest girl in class. Love you.
I just love you so much.
Okay. So much love.
Oh, boy.
So much love going around.
Settle down now.
All right. Yeah, I mean, this is what she's talking about, though. It's just, not only are they whiny, Jim, but it's just, I love the fact that they are missing the point. Mm-hmm. Of what just happened, because that means I guess they'll continue to. Bill O'Reilly said the white establishment's now the minority, and the voters, many of them, feel the economic system is stacked against them. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
And they want stuff. No. Again, we are entitled to it because we paid into it. It's
yes.
not your money. It's ours. Let's see. People feel that they're entitled to things, and which candidate between the two is going to give them things. I mean...
That we've paid for.
Rush Limbaugh, I told you, said it's very difficult to beat Santa Claus. People are not going to vote against Santa Claus, especially if the alternative is being your own Santa Claus. Sean Hannity, one thing we need to come to terms with as a result of last night, what appears to have happened is the liberal welfare state in this country has grown.
God.
More and more Americans have become dependent on welfare.
Blah, 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 blah.
Sided with the party of government. Stuart Varney, with Obama's victory, the takers have taken over. The makers are clearly in the
and
minority.
And as an American, I'm appalled.
Yes.
That this sort of
conservatives
thing
doubling down on Romney's claim that 47% of Americans are moochers that refuse to take personal responsibility and care for their lives. Here's a little fun fact for you. Nearly 70% of all benefits of these programs go to white people. Wake up, white people! An overwhelming majority of counties with the fastest growth in food stamp aid during the last 4 years voted for the Republican presidential
yep.
candidate in 2008. You takers! Takers! Moochie, moochie takers. You white moochie takers.
Wow.
All right. Okay, I can't read enough stories about the disarray in the Republican Party. Former presidential candidate Herman Cain said the time has come for Tea Party conservatives to break away from the Republican Party and
yes.
form their own political organization, which he said would save the country.
Yes,
yes.
You go with
go.
That.
Be free.
Oh,
it's enough already with this establishment Republicans. Go! Cain told American Family Association
Born
President
free.
Brian Fisher, we need a third party to save this country. Not Ron Paul. No, we need a legitimate third party to challenge the current system. Yes!
The grass
Go!
Grows, born free to follow your heart.
Fisher emphatically agreed. I just said this to some reporters at the Value Voter subject. If Mitt Romney loses this election, there's going to be a third party. Yes!
Beauty surrounds
all the beautiful teabaggers. Because conservatives that make up the heart and soul of the Republican Party that actually believe in values enshrined in the Republican Party platform, those people,
yeah.
there's only so much they're going to be able to take. That's right. You will survive. Let's play all the good songs.
Right.
You will survive. You've got all your lives to teabag, all your love to give. Don't give it to the Republican Party. Go!
First I was afraid. I was petrified. Kept thinking I could never live without you by my side.
Limbaugh warned a Romney loss would trigger the end of the Republican Party. If Obama wins, let me tell you, it's the end of the Republican Party. There's going to be a third party that's going to be oriented toward conservatism. And I know if Obama wins, the Republican Party is going to try to remove her things so conservatives get blamed. You're right, Rush. Go! You go with all the rest of them. Go! Dance around your living room. Go! They mistreated you. Go! Oh, my God. Best breakup song ever. Bye-bye. Disperse amongst yourselves. You think I lay down and die? Oh, no, not I. Okay. All right. A officially having too much fun now.
I think so.
All right, got to stop the Schadenfreude train
stop
for
it.
Just a second.
Stop it.
Just
stop
for
it.
A second. Okay. All right.
Stop it.
All right. Sorry.
Schadenfreude is hard.
All right. Mary in Illinois, you're on the Stephanie Miller Show. Hi, Mary.
I'm laughing so hard at you. I'm watching you on TV. I think you people are beautiful.
No, we're nuts. We're just nuts.
We're a little loopy. It's been a long election.
Okay. I have to tell you, I have an 8-year-old grandson who is just in love with you guys. So I have to tape the show so he can watch it. Okay?
What's his name?
His name is Noah.
Hi, Noah. Hey, Noah.
Well, he's at school right okay. now, but if I don't tape the show, I get lectured.
Right.
The second
right.
thing is, Steph, he's a very emotional little boy.
Uh-huh.
And he has watched and listened to you. And first of all, he thinks you're the most honest person there is.
That's right. He's very smart.
And he said that he doesn't understand, and I'm going to cry right now, why the people of the United States can't see the love that President Obama has for our country and the people.
You know, Mary, if you just look at pictures of the president with children, I mean, you only have to look at the pictures of yeah, the way he relates to them and the way they love him back. And I mean, it's just, you know, mm-hmm. you watch him crying talking to these kids that work their hearts out for him.
He's never shut grandson. I showed my grandson on YouTube last night, and I looked at him. I said, "Oh my God, Noah, you're crying." He says, "Grandma, I love him so much."
Aww.
And he said,
"I believe Noah is the future. Noah for president."
Yes. Tell him to get to work on that ark in case there are more hurricanes.
Yeah. Yeah. All right. Only Noah can save us now. 58 minutes after the hour. Right back on the Stephanie Miller Show with John Fugelsang.
Ladies and gentlemen, it's the Stephanie Miller Show.
Woot! It is the Stephanie Miller Show. Friday party shirt on, everybody. Woot! 1-800-STEP-12, the phone number, toll free from anywhere. StephanieMiller.com, the website.
Your Friday party shirt looks like a total airport shirt.
No!
You know, the kind you get at LAX.
When you're drunk, you're like, I'm wearing this all the time. What better reason to party than Fridays with... GPS malfunctioned. He's in New York. He's not here.
Yeah.
Good morning, John Fugelsang.
Yes, I will be with you on Monday in L.A., but I am in New York right now.
Awesome.
And the Mitt Romney campaign is so dead, we're going to proxy baptize it.
Yay! John Fugelsang with the first Mormon
Joke
of the
great,
morning.
Great pre-election show, guys. I so enjoyed watching you and joining you.
Not watching.
TV.
You were on with us.
Yeah, I was on with you as well, but I was
fabulous.
Watching you.
Being
I was
fabulous.
Watching you from Jennifer Granholm's green room. So
being fabulous and Fugelsang, as is your wont.
And stunningly beautiful, as usual.
Oh, shucks. Nice. Thank
stunning,
you.
Stunning, stunning.
Thank you. It was a long night, but wow.
Yeah, I mean, wow. And by the way, speaking of wow, John Fugelsang live on stage at the Beacon. Sexy Liberal Nan in Atlanta. Steph loved attending my fourth Sexy Liberal show with the Beacon. It was the best yet. Nan in Atlanta came up and got her some Fugelsang in love at the meet and greet.
Oh, did she?
What a show. Rob Reiner on panel, all four great sexy show. Liberals. And it looks like we're going to have some Sexy Liberal and Sexy Liberal announcement soon.
Uh-huh.
For the new year?
So.
Uh-huh.
Mm-hmm.
Ooh!
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Yes. We're like Reince Priebus. We won't die.
No. Oh, well, where has he been, though? He's been no in casa.
Yeah, well, I think a lot of Republicans realized they had an empty chair long before Glenn Eastwood showed up. Because, talk about being wrong about everything.
I think he's enjoying a nice glass of wine.
Yeah, right. Let's see. Dana says, Steph, all right, I heard Steph mention this site yesterday, but I thought it sounded too much like shameless, heartless, wallowing in schadenfreude. And then not one but three friends sent me the link, so I succumbed. WhitePeopleMourningRomney.tumblr. Gmail.com, which is our personal favorite. Yeah. I wasn't going to forward it, but then I remembered all the vile, hateful lies and racist venom heaped on our president for the last 4 years. Enjoy in moderation and with an appropriate level of guilt. Particularly this one of the woman snotting on the American flag.
Yeah, blowing.
That, I'm not sure that. That's a little over the top.
And it might be a little bit illegal.
Yeah. I've been watching a lot of Fox because I was supposed to fly back to New York the morning after the election, and we had more snow here in another nor'easter. So I was stuck in San Francisco. I had two flights canceled. So I watched a lot of Fox News. And I think it's the five stages of Fox News grief are shock, rage, displacing that rage onto someone else, seething hate, blaming Chris Christie, and then make sure you learn nothing. And those are the stages.
Exactly.
Oh, and rage.
And denial, I have to say, was the most, most entertaining on election night.
Oh, that comes under the learn nothing clause. Yeah. Just repeat the same policies. It's really, really amazing to watch the rage. And really, just to watch Karl Rove, just to see
Carolyn,
the man who used to be president, flipping out like this.
Yeah, Carolyn writes about that. What the heck is Karl Rove smoking? OMG. Did you hear what Rove's saying? One of the reasons Romney lost, he said Democrats suppressed the vote by running ads that made people not want to vote for Romney. Isn't that what... political ads?
That's kind of what they're for.
That's not fair, suddenly.
And a lot of the ads featured Mitt Romney's own voice.
Yes, sadly for him.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Mm-hmm. So what's the...
So Romney's voice suppresses votes for Romney?
Okay. Yeah.
All right. Romney did a good job. Yeah, in fact...
Congratulations, everyone who donated money to the Republicans. They just redistributed your wealth.
Sheldon.
Guess that didn't trickle down.
Mr. Adelson, line three, Mr. Romney. Someone wants a refund.
Yeah, I was laughing at these. Just the headlines made me... Wealthy Romney backers are very, very mad because Mitt's campaign staff told him he would win.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, my God. Okay.
Sheldon Adelson got, Obama got 70% of the Jewish vote in spite of all of the smearing about Israel. And I got to say, when you look at the fact that how sweeping this Democratic win was, I am more proud to be an American this year than I was in 2008. Because let's be honest, 2008, after Bush, you could have run Carrot Top and probably beat John McCain. I mean, Obama was an inspiring win, but after 4 years of lying and of disinformation and smearing, to see the American people get together and not buy into the false equivalency media narrative, it makes me so proud of my country.
All this week, John, it was sweeter this time because of
it's
the racist... horrible garbage this good man has had to put up with for these last 4 years. Mm-hmm. It, you're right. It made it not a fluke. It made it, and it did, in spite of Citizens United and this huge amount of money, huge amount of voter suppression efforts, and it just, I mean, this was a wow to me. It really was.
And, you know, I spent Election Day 2008 with you, Steph. We watched the results together in your home that night.
Yes.
It was really, really wonderful and one of the greatest political memories.
You wrote me the sweetest note, and you said, what a ride it's been since that. Then we built that.
Yeah, but this was even better. I mean, this was such a victory for intelligence and decency. It was such a victory for the American people not being suckered by the media's narrative. When you saw how not close it was, you realize how the media's been playing all of us into this horse race.
Don, I said it all along, worst campaign ever. And by the way, Mittens, thanks for the memories. Let's just take
a Mitt, who really has been demonized in many ways.
Join me in welcoming the next president of the United States, Paul Ryan.
So we went to the company and we said, look, you can't have any illegals working on our property. I'm running for office, for Pete's sake. I can't have illegals.
I like grits, and the things are strange things are happening to me. Corporations are people, my friend.
And they brought us whole binders full of women.
I love this state. It seems right here. The trees are the right height. I love cars. I love American cars. I like seeing the lakes. I love the lakes.
Syria is Iran's only ally in the Arab world. It's their route to the sea.
Stop it. This is hard. You want to try it? Get in the ring. This is hard.
What would each of you say to President and Mrs. Obama?
Well, start packing.
I know what it's like to worry whether you're going to get fired. There were a couple of times I wondered whether I was going to get a pink slip.
I like PBS. I love Big Bird. I actually like you, too.
I'm not familiar precisely with exactly what I said, but I stand by what I said, whatever it was.
No one's ever asked to see my birth certificate. They know that this is the place that we were born and raised.
Yeah, that's exactly what I said. The headline you read, which is said, let Detroit go bankrupt.
Romney Ryan. Romney Ryan. Romney Ryan. There we go. All right, that's great. Thank you.
Oh, sweet Jesus.
I'm sorry.
Wow.
Mika is a better woman than I am. That was very, like, compassionate and heartfelt. I'm sorry.
Nate Silver now has Obama at 175%. And then a small victory for comedy, Michelle Bachmann's still in there.
Oh,
so really, everybody wins.
We get to keep a comedy binky. Oh, speaking of comedy, I'm guessing this was a joke. Robin Beverly sent this. Scott Brown's pickup truck for sale on Craigslist. LOL. Pickup truck / campaign prop. Rarely used green GMC Canyon pickup truck for sale. Was used mainly to pander to voters, so little actual wear and tear. Low mileage and in good shape. Truck was garaged for long stretches until the owner needed to pretend to be a regular guy. State-of-the-art GPS, which allows driver to completely avoid all urban areas, communities of color, and Cambridge. Alignment might need some work. Truck always seems to pull to the right. Several vintage political bumper stickers need to be removed. John Finkel. Say Senator Elizabeth Warren.
That's right.
The great state of Massachusetts. Ted Kennedy is resting easy.
Yep.
That truck, that Scott Brown truck, is the Crawford Ranch of vehicular political props.
Yes. Yeah. Hey, John, Dan on Twitter has a question for you. Does this mean that Mormonism can now go back on Billy Graham's website as a cult?
Yeah, exactly. I'm sure it's already been flipped back there.
Magically reappears.
Creeping us all out.
Yeah.
You know, I mean, we should be very proud that we live in a society where a Mormon was able to come in second for president. I mean, we've had only one Catholic. This was the first race ever where there were no WASPs in the top four spots either. So, you know, it's really a time for everyone to be proud of the religious plurality. There were no WASPs on the two major tickets. And so, Mormons should be very, very proud.
And the only Protestant was President Obama.
Mm-hmm. Exactly.
Yeah.
Even though Mitt Romney lost both of his home states.
That's right.
John, the important news. Diane Sawyer absolutely was not drunk. Just extremely tired from an exhausting
week.
You know what? No one has a more exhausting work schedule than John Fugelsang. If you've noticed, he fills in for everyone on every show and does his own show.
Yeah.
I'm the giving tree.
A source close to the situation. Whoever gets her wine, said for anyone to suggest that Diane Sawyer was drunk on the air just doesn't know her. To be very clear, she absolutely wasn't drunk. She was extremely tired from an exhausting work schedule. Although we just posted that other...
that other video from the early 90s?
Where she's literally, John, guzzling red wine. Right
out of a wine glass on set.
Right before she goes on the air. And fishing some sort of pills out of her purse. I don't know what they're doing.
After the night I had in San Francisco, I can't make fun of anybody for doing anything.
after doing what?
I was there with Al Gore and Elliot and Governor Granholm and Cenk. I'm not allowed to make fun of anybody drinking on a lot of
By the way, you guys did an awesome job.
Yeah.
Oh, my God. Yeah. We were on the air for 6 hours live on the War Room set. We did over 6 hours straight live. And Gore was just masterful. What a great broadcaster.
Yeah.
That guy really is. I mean, they're all really good broadcasters. But being on the air with all of them, it's been a weird chemistry, like being in this five-person band with those folks. I mean, we did over 36 hours of live commentary from the first night of the RNC till now. And it's really just a very surreal way to spend a year for me. I really, really applaud everyone at Current, and especially you guys, because the live shows that you were doing were so entertaining.
Oh, thank
and
you.
I was really proud to be
we're
part of all that programming.
We're the kids' table.
Yeah, the plastic steak table.
Yeah, we're
out
the
here
kids' table.
Well, I'm like the Jeff...
We got to shoot spitballs for an hour before the adults take over.
Yeah, well, I was like Jeff Lynne at the Traveling Wilburys rehearsal, you know. So, but I wasn't thrown out for my inappropriate jokes, so that was nice enough.
Good. Oh, yeah. How is Sawyer dealing with all of the boozy drunk rumors? Diane is laughing it off, said the source, because it's so ridiculous. I guess laughing it off drunkenly, I'm guessing, in a Merlot haze. John, the winner, not Chardonnay. Turns out she's a red wine girl, judging by the latest video.
I liked her for some reason.
Judging by what was in her glass on that video.
In the words of Albert Collins, I ain't drunk, I'm just drinking.
I'm getting there. All right, so much to get to. We are in a Fridays with Fugelsang. Check it out. 17 minutes after the hour, right back on the Stephanie Miller Show.
It's really weird, but it's also the coolest thing I've ever heard in my whole life.
It's the Stephanie Miller Show. Stephanie Miller. Stephanie Miller.
Everybody, It is the Stephanie Miller Show. Oh, personal stories. 1-800-STEP-12, the phone number.
Oh, is the mic on?
Oh.
Oh, dear.
1-800-STEP-12, the phone number, toll free from anywhere.
I have no personal stories at all.
No.
They're all impersonal stories about
you make
other
up for
people.
Chris and I's
drama. Stephanie and I have enough to go around.
You're just an old, boring white married guy. Okay. Sexy liberal John Beaglesang in the New York Bureau.
Can I just say that I know they're still counting the votes in Florida, but if there is a loving God, Mitt Romney will finish this election with 47% of the vote.
Oh! Oh, bam! Nothing but comedy net, my friend.
I apologize to the guy who was offended at my ELO joke. I've already gotten an angry email from a guy named Shakespeare, but I made a Jeff Lynne joke. Sorry. I love Jeff Lynne. Armchair Theater is a great record. Everyone should love Jeff Lynne and buy all this stuff.
He's a great music producer.
He's a great singer, a great great musician. I love Jeff Lynne. But even at the first Wilbury's rehearsal, Jeff Lynne must have been astonished that he was there. Come on, that's how I felt with Al Gore.
All right.
And Marco Rubio is visiting Iowa, by the way. It's starting all over again right now.
Oh, God.
Is it? Oh, God.
Yep, America shakes its Etch-a-Sketch.
This is the thing, John, we were saying. It just, it's interesting how the whole election was about, you know, Romney's math didn't work on his tax plan. Mm-hmm. Literally, this is how I think they got caught like this, because they have their own set of facts. This is how he got caught in the Benghazi thing.
Mm-hmm.
He only watches Fox News. And so I love this headline, advisor, Romney was shell-shocked by the loss.
Yeah.
This is why he only planned. By the way, he spent $25,000 on fireworks on a transition website. Oh. He only wrote a victory speech. But he made sure he cut off his campaign workers' credit cards campaign night.
In the middle of the night.
So they couldn't get home in cabs and stuff.
Yeah, well, a lot of them hopped in cabs thinking that they could pay for the cab, and then when they gave them the credit card wasn't working.
Oh, my
working.
God.
But
this
just in, because we thought this was interesting. President Obama nixed a fireworks display back in 2008 because he thought it would be spiking the ball. And gloating and disrespectful to John McCain.
Right. And it was a particularly bad time for America with the economy and all that. He just didn't want to call attention to it.
And still is, by the way. It would have looked gauche if Mitt had won and done that.
Yeah.
So, you know, but
we were saying, what a dichotomy. And there's the president crying actual tears over, you know, all of these kids that worked their hearts out for him, talking to them. And Mitt Romney, the only thing he thinks to do on election night is cut off his campaign's credit cards. I mean, unbelievable.
I enjoy firing people.
I guess so. That was the one thing he said that was true, I guess.
I guess you hadn't heard about that, John. You're sounding like you heard that for the first time.
What, about the fireworks?
You know, about the credit cards.
Oh, no, I hadn't heard that at all. I was in an airport all day yesterday trying to get back to New York. But it is really, really shocking. And it's like they didn't know, because Fox News loves to brag about how they're the top-rated news channel. They're the top-rated news channel. They hate the mainstream media, but they're the top-rated news channel. But you know, if that means that having the most ratings gives you the most credibility, then SpongeBob has more credibility than Fox News. Because just because they're number one in the cable news bubble doesn't mean that that's what most Americans watch.
Yeah,
and more Americans watch SpongeBob than watch Fox News.
And we were saying this, John, that it's, you know, we all know this in this new technology and social media age, it's all about content. And that's the thing, is that even as we know what they've done in radio, we are on a teeny tiny amount of stations compared to right winger. But they're running an old game with terrestrial radio, because clearly you look at these results, because people are listening online, they're listening on Stitcher, they're listening on satellite, they're podcasting. You know, that's the thing, is you can't stop information in this day and age. Like, for instance, they talked about the youth vote.
Yep.
Like, oh, no, they're going to they don't. Jenna says, Steph, thank you. Just wanted to let you know I discovered you guys back in May. I was seething in preparation for the Scott Walker recall election here in Wisconsin. We have no progressive stations in the Milwaukee area, but I've listened to you on my iPhone through 820 WCPT every day since. I'm 23 years old, and up until the past string, felt generally apathetic about politics in this country. You guys all over at the Stephanie Miller Show brought me back into the conversation, kept me engaged even after the unfortunate outcome in June. Thank you for keeping the important issue you guys keep at the forefront every day. As a young person, I can assure you, you've reached us. Together, we all pulled off the victory on Tuesday. 4 more years. All the best.
Wow. See, I thought it was like the shortwave radio.
The kids are all right.
21st century. You know.
I don't know if I'm allowed to announce it yet. We're losing a major affiliate January 1st.
I'm sorry to hear that.
Because apparently there's no market for... Even though we have, as far as I know, John, the number one comedy tour, the number one comedy album in the country.
Mm-hmm.
And, I don't know if I can talk about it yet, but
Probably not. Wow.
Apparently, yet another station needs to flip to sports in the.
Well, be on the wrong side of history if you want. But progressive radio is where I put my money. I just feel like this is, well, you know, if this election is anything, it's a refutation of the fact that you know, yeah, there's a great bubble for right wing radio, but there's the rest of the world too.
Coming up, the World Cup of Tiddlywinks.
Not just that. If you look at these results, guess what? If you want to make some money, you might want to go with. You know, what the majority of the... I mean, there's a reason, John, we've sold out in every city across the country. I mean, we're the number one comedy tour in the country, and that's not to brag. It's just to say...
It's a reflection of where our country's at.
It's one of those right-wing media memes that, oh, you know, there's no market for that. There's no market for liberal this or that or whatever. It's like, look at the election results.
Every time I'm interviewed, I'm asked about our album, and I say this album went to number one on the Amazon, Billboard, and iTunes comedy charts with no label support and with the word liberal in the title.
That's right.
And that's a reflection of where the society's at.
Jim is doing Vanna White right now and modeling the album on air for us.
You're quite the hand model there, Jim.
Thank you, Jim. I'm watching you on TV here. I'm watching you on monitor in the Blue Radley space.
Wear my pink shorts to go on.
Yes, with your hand model.
Yeah, Scott Brown doesn't need them anymore. David in Pittsburgh, you're on the Stephanie Miller Show. Hi, David. Welcome.
Oh, thank you, guys. Great show.
Thank you.
I want to thank you guys for all of your support for the same-sex equality in America, especially the voters. You guys done a great job for that. It's an uphill battle. We've got 40-odd states to go, and you guys are doing a great job to
one,
keep that up.
One heart and mind at a time, right, Bob?
That's right, yes. I got a question and a suggestion for you. My question is, what exactly type of amphetamine do you think Rush Limbaugh is on at this moment right now? Because, you know, it takes a lot of energy.
Whatever takes the edge off the OxyContin, I'm guessing. All right.
Oh, he's going to have himself lowered onto his wife for angry sex tonight.
Oh, John Louise, Bugle saying. 29 minutes after the hour, right back on the Stephanie Miller Show.
Stephanie Miller.
There's nothing I hate more than someone who thinks that every person who lives alone wants company and a few kind words. I live by myself because I like it. I've got no use for people, never have.
Oh, boy. It's more they have no use for me. Until 34 minutes after the hour. 1-800-STEP-12, the phone number. Sexy Little John Fugle saying in the New York Bureau. Yeah, we were talking about two sets of facts, two sets of math. I love this. Unskewed polls founder admits he was wrong. Did he have a choice?
Yeah, but because he
he
was wrong.
Yes. Dean Chambers, the man behind Unskewed Polls, a site that attempted to reweight the polls, the Chambers thought oversampled Democrats. Remember we said this, Chris? Mm-hmm. It's because there's more of us.
Yep.
Because, like Rush Limbaugh said, you're outnumbered.
Exactly.
He said most of the polls I unscrewed were based on samples that generally included 5 or 6 or 7% more Democrats than Republicans, and I doubted and questioned the results of those polls, and then unskewed them based on my belief that nearly equal percentage of Democrats and Republicans would turn out in the actual election. Oh, did you hear Rush turning on his listeners yesterday? Well, what are you supposed to do when 3 million of us stay home? You idiots! We were just asking whether there's going to be an audience for... right-wingers lecturing their audience and telling them what losers they are.
I'm sure they will. Screwed it up!
They're all going to be taught to blame Chris Christie for everything wrong in their lives for the next 2 years.
Yep. Let's see. He said, blah, blah, blah. He said, I was wrong on the assumption, and those who predicted a turnout model of 5 or 6% in favor of Democrats were right. Likewise, the polling numbers they produced going on that assumption turned out to be right, and my unskewed numbers were off the mark. Initially, he relied on Rasmussen's numbers, which were equally bad. Right? Those are the ones that Rush quoted all the time.
Yeah.
They were at the bottom of the pile. I think Rasmussen's surveys have been discredited as much as mine. I love this. In September, Texas Governor Rick Perry endorsed Chambers' site on Twitter, praising the site's unfiltered and unskewed information. Oops.
Oops.
Yes. Oh, boy. Anyway, but you have to give it up to him. He said, I congratulate Nate Silver for getting 50 and 50 and getting all the states right in the presidential election. He said he's going to keep the Unscooped site up for archiving purposes. Oh, that's magic.
Well,
it'll be next to your Karl Rove melting down on Fox News and all of our little campaign treasure troves from 2012.
Karl Rove making Megyn Kelly walk down to the election center.
Oh, wasn't that beautiful? Bush.
Beauty.
I mean, if he's Bush's brain, we just saw an aneurysm. You know,
yeah.
Right now he's somewhere arguing that Darth Vader can't possibly be Luke's father.
I mean,
like so sweet after a while. And now he's saying that Obama was doing voter obstruction, which is hilarious.
Suppression, right? By pointing out that Romney's a rich douche. Okay. hey, speaking of math, my new best friend, Sarah Jessica Parker.
Yes.
We just had her on last week, and she said she's a big fan. Oh, my God.
Hi, Sarah.
Hi.
Hello.
But here's the other reason. Remember, she had that the dinner party at her house for the president.
Mm-hmm.
That was, they did the George Clooney one here and the one there at her place to raise money for the Obama camp. And even that, they were saying... the backroom number crunchers who powered Barack Obama's campaign to victory noticed George Clooney had an almost gravitational tug on West Coast females age 40 to 49.
Mm-hmm.
They sought out an East Coast celebrity who had similar appeal.
Ah.
Chicks dig Sex in the City is all I'm saying. So, but anyway, they went by the numbers, by the math. The June 14th event was co-hosted by the Vogue editor Anna Wintour at Sarah and the Meryl Streep Aretha Franklin. Were there, among others. They forked over $40,000 apiece. So remember I joked with her about getting invited? I wouldn't have been able to make it anyway because I would have had a thing with a guy.
Yeah.
I'd love to come. How much now?
Whoa. You didn't even pay that much to go to Oprah's.
Oh,
did
no,
you?
No. Are you kidding me? What? Let's go to Charlie in Idaho. You're on the Stephanie Miller Show. Hi, Charlie.
Hey, thanks for taking my call. And I'm in the only blue dot in a big red sea in Blaine County, Idaho, near Sun Valley.
There you are.
Thank you.
So I wanted to call you because, you make my day.
Not in a Clint Eastwood kind of way, I'm guessing.
Oh, no. Let's ignore Clint and move on. But the... First, as far as the Michelle Bachmann binky, I got to dip it in whiskey, otherwise I'd spit it out. But I'm calling you about makers and takers, okay?
Yep.
So if you look at what states get the most federal money, it's the ones that voted red in the South.
Yep.
And the ones that don't give more and get less are the ones that are blue.
Yep. No, we talked about this earlier. It's absolutely provable. I mean, it's amazing.
So the fact I'm going to throw at you now, which is just I've been waiting for somebody in the press to make this point, is that the Bush tax cuts, 85% or more of that money when it went to the one percenters, and I'm a five percenter, basically invested the money overseas, did not create jobs, and the point is that the whole scam of job creators is exactly that. You invest money to make money, and if you want to create jobs in a country that consumes 50% of the world's manufactured goods, you have to change trade policy such that you have to use that tax cut, if you're going to do it, as a true stimulus, because you can only create jobs three ways, all right? The rich guys got to invest in the country and create the job. The banks have to give you money, loan money to people who have good credit, and so that they can do it.
Yep.
All small businesses' lines of credits got cut by 75% in 2009, including my own. I own a small business. And the third way is through government stimulus. Those are the only three ways to create jobs, period.
Thank you. Here in America, by the way, we should stipulate most of their plans are jobs
in China,
as we said earlier. Okay, let's go to Tom in Michigan. Hi, Tom. Welcome.
Hey, thanks for having me on.
Thank you.
And thanks for being a voice for liberals. It's great to see, there's not enough out there. But I was calling about the greatest heist in the history of America. I think that Mitt Romney never expected to win. Anyone who really looked at the numbers should have known that. And he was more than happy to go out and collect PAC money, super PAC money, and more specifically the hush-hush super PAC money. And now that the election's over, is there any way to track that money, or is that just all going to go right into Mitt Romney's coffers and straight over the Cayman Islands or Geneva?
I know. Well, I mean, John, we were saying it had never has so much been spent on so little. You look at just Sheldon Adelson. What could you have done? What good could you have done for people with $54 million that he
spent? Oh, look at Linda McMahon. Linda McMahon has now spent $100 million of her own pro wrestling money to lose two races in Connecticut. She and that number's not faked, by the way, like pro wrestling. Yeah. She could have bought her own country. With $100 million.
Well, she also has a son and a daughter. I'm sure that they're not too happy that mom spent that much of their inheritance.
There's going to be a lot of tense Republican Thanksgivings, can I just say?
Yeah.
Many billionaire
families.
So where's
my money, Grandpa?
Yeah, a lot. And you know what? But again, it's like they doubled down on the dumbing down, and it doesn't work. And it's just such a great, great sign for America about how wrong these people have been for so long and that America's not buying it anymore. You know, John Boehner comes out this morning and says that he's going to do everything possible to stop Barack Obama from raising taxes on millionaires, despite the fact the majority of Americans have now voted to raise taxes on millionaires two elections in a row.
Well, he's, you know, John, he's sending mixed signals. He said this yesterday.
Putting increased revenues on the table. But through reforming our tax code. And I would do that if the president were serious about solving our spending problem and trying to secure our entitlement program.
You know, I love that we're talking like they have some sort of leverage after this complete drubbing they just took at the polls. Like, oh, well, we might, you know. I mean, it's...
But that's the real question. What's it going to be for the next 2 years? Are these guys going to double down on obstruction for 2014? Or are they going to realize maybe they can keep their jobs by actually compromising and helping out and doing what the American people want? And I hope the president says his version, a more dignified version of what Bush said in 2004, that I've got capital, I'm going to use it.
Yeah. And by the way... So after House Republicans spent over 80 hours on more than 30 different votes attempting to repeal health care reform and wasted over $50 million of taxpayer money, so Boehner says this yesterday.
I think the election changes that. It's pretty clear that the president was reelected. Obamacare is the law of the land. There certainly may be parts of it that we believe need to be changed. We may do that. No decisions at this point.
Yeah,
we may do that.
We may do that. Yeah. Just take out all the parts we don't like, which is all of them.
Yeah, sure. This is what I was saying, John, I think is progress. Is, you know, we found some Democrats grew some spines, number one. These are a lot of candidates who ran and won on Obamacare. Remember we said that? Like, stop being scared of the Republicans. Stop, you know, and all this misinformation they're putting out about the Affordable Care Act. Bill Nelson in Florida, Elizabeth Warren, Heidi Heitkamp, Tammy Baldwin, Mazie Hirono in Hawaii, and Sherrod Brown all ran on the Affordable Care Act and won.
Yep.
I mean, you know, shocking.
I will see about that. Parts of it we don't like.
I mean, this is how you have to start responding. Bill Nelson, I guess, there was somebody at a town hall saying, are you going to repeal this? And he said, would you like me to repeal the part where you can keep your kid on your family policy until age 26? Would you like me to repeal the part that says the insurance company can't cancel you when you're in the middle of treatment? What about the part that says if you have a large group health insurance policy that the insurance company now in law is going to have to give you 85% of health care for your premium dollar?
Look, that's the most sinister part. The GOP was trying so hard to repeal Obamacare before it could start helping Republicans.
Exactly. So, you know, but that's what I mean. It's like now a warning about trying to mess with Obamacare.
Now a warning?
you know, I mean, the Supreme Court has upheld it. The American people have upheld it. Move on.
Yep. And it's a Republican plan. You guys won. The liberals wanted single payer. The Democrats wanted a public option.
Right.
Y'all got the same exact program you put up against Hillary Care.
Thank
the same
you.
Exact program the Heritage Foundation invented. The same exact program and, Governor Romney implemented.
And by
you
the way,
got the Republican plan as law of the land.
That's right, John. And by the way, there do need to be some changes to strengthen it.
Yep.
This is what we said. This is what we said in the beginning.
Shaving $120 billion off the deficit.
Civil rights, Medicare, Social Security, you know what I mean? They weren't done overnight. They were strengthened over time, and that's what we can do with health care. That's why I was such a fan of getting this done, that this is a start. And now we have the electoral capacity to make it stronger rather than So anyway. 45.
And it's going to bring in thousands of new patients for insurance companies. Everybody wins on this.
45 minutes after the hour, back with the remaining moments. Fridays with Fuglesang on The Stephanie Miller Show.
If you turn her on, she'll turn you on.
Oh, God.
It's The Stephanie Miller Show.
We'll be right back.
Stephanie Miller.
It is the Stephanie Miller Show, bringing the sexy back in New York. John Fugel saying in the New York, we will have a very important sexy liberal announcement coming up very shortly.
Yep.
All right. 1-800-STEP.
And John's going to be in studio with us on Monday.
Oh, yes. And also Martha Plimpton will be live in studio with us.
That's
actress
right.
extraordinaire.
Huzzah.
Love
yeah.
her.
Right?
I know.
Very exciting.
I watched Raising Hope from the beginning. I think she's hysterical in that show.
We didn't think anyone would talk to us after the election. But
I know.
Our hot streak continues. All right, listen, we got to get back to regular news here. Lindsay Lohan has been arrested yet again here in Los Angeles and all the excitement. I hate to miss, you know. The superficial writes, apparently when you try to make your presumably underpaid assistant take the fall for your crimes you committed, they'll turn right around and rat you out to the police.
Oh, no, really?
A lesson Lindsay Lohan learned this week after being charged with lying to the cops for claiming her assistant crashed her Porsche into a tractor trailer.
Oh, wow.
Apparently,
oh, dear.
She was right. Oh, dear. Yeah, at least I know enough. I don't pay you enough to lie for me. So
yeah.
I try to keep you out of my crimes.
She probably crashed her car when she heard Romney lost.
Yeah,
no, she was a Romney supporter.
It was a bad
yes,
week for Romney supporters.
Poor Jenna Jameson.
I know, right?
Oh. All right. Yeah, well, you know, at least the whole country didn't get screwed. You know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
Porn star Jenna Jameson, Romney supporter. Okay.
And she gave out a lot more jobs than Emmett ever did.
Oh, yeah.
This is true.
She's making a new movie. Job creators. Okay. Ladies and flavins.
Ladies and germs.
Ruth Bader Ginsburg gets to start shopping for a retirement house now.
Ooh.
Yes, I am so happy that...
by the way...
I hope doesn't happen for at least 3.5 years,
right,
by the way.
I know.
Right, exactly. But
this is actually a very important headline this morning. Analysis, gay marriage votes could sway the U.S. Supreme Court.
Yeah.
The votes came 2 weeks before Supreme Justices are to meet on November 20th to decide whether to review 6 gay rights cases that have been brought before the court. So this is it's an exciting, nerve-wracking time, John Fugel saying.
Beautiful time.
All right.
Beautiful time.
And let me take one more moment to say Tammy Baldwin. Woot. Okay. Outgoing Senator Olympia Snow yesterday.
I hope people have learned a lesson in this last election in what people are thirsting for, and that is constructive problem solving and bipartisanship. We cannot minimize the situation this country is facing. I do believe this isn't any moment. We're at a tipping point in this country.
By the way, it was interesting right before the election, John, we got the best, you know, working example of bipartisanship with the president and Chris Christie, who, by the way, he'd been hit with a nor'easter.
We have not seen the kind of damage we saw with Hurricane Sandy, and we are confident that we'll be able to move forward in our recovery efforts.
By the way, he voted for Obama, John. I know he did. I'm just saying.
No, he didn't.
He put Bruce Springsteen on the phone with him. Come on.
He didn't. He voted for Romney.
Sure he did. Sure.
Yeah.
Okay.
Because he really likes Mitt Romney, and that's why he mentions him so much in convention speeches.
Hey, did you hear he just emailed Romney? He congratulated the president in a phone call, and he just emailed Romney.
I think the email was sucks to be you.
Sucks to be you. Boom. Bada-bye.
Well, I congratulated Mitt Romney for winning the entire voting against our own self-interest belt. He did very well.
And now all the talk is what's going to happen in the cabinet positions going into 2013. Mm-hmm. Eric Holder.
Do I have gas left in the tank? It's been an interesting and tough 4 years. So I just really don't know.
Yeah, thanks, Daryl Issa.
I don't think he's
I mean, speaking of
around.
People that have been horribly mistreated, in this administration, but a lot of talk about John Kerry taking over as Secretary of State. It'll be interesting to see.
But then who will replace John Kerry in the Senate?
Indeed.
Yeah, it's Massachusetts. It'll be fine.
Well, it was fine until Scott Brown got in there.
Yeah, watch Scott Brown run for John Kerry.
He'll get in there.
Liberals' heads explode.
I mean, you know, President Obama did that to Arizona, and now Arizona is stuck with Jan Brewer.
Finger.
Exactly.
So, just got to be careful about who he appoints.
Ann in Idaho. Hi, Ann. Hello, Ann.
Good morning, Stephanie.
Good morning.
How you're all such wonderful people. I wake up with you in the morning, but I unfortunately can't go to bed with you at night. Listen,
Ann, you
now that we have put our wonderful young man in office, we've got to remember one thing. Don't leave him alone.
Yeah.
When I saw a grown man cry, I realized that this is the type of person that is going to really be able to turn this country around.
Yep.
But he has to have us help him. Get on well, your I computers. Send him notices. Right. Let him know that whatever he does, unless it's really nutty, we're behind him.
Yeah. And well, I think we learned our lesson in 2010, and we had his back this time.
Oh, right? Lordy, lordy. McConnell and that Boehner. They're both. They're so smug. I just want to take the TV and throw something at
No, don't do that. Don't do that.
Wow.
What? What's the matter?
No, she's just...
She's plucky. She's plucky this morning. Kara in Alabama. Hi, Kara.
Hi. Oh, God. I just wanted to echo what the caller just said. Absolutely. Absolutely. Because all of those long lines, if we've not learned our lesson, all of those long lines will have been all for naught.
Yep. Mm-hmm. Yep.
Waiting in line 8 hours to vote is just unacceptable. And
yeah, it's the grandson of Jim Crow, by the way.
Mm-hmm. Right. But we did this to ourselves. So you can't just blame it all on the Republicans. Democrats who was pissed off, it was the pissed off liberals and the pissed off progressives who did this.
Yeah, well, and we got to, and the president said, John, we got to do something about this. You know, that's the thing is there's all kinds of creative ways to suppress the vote. You know, they kept, they lost in every courtroom in every state with these voter suppression laws. But you know what? It's easy to just go, oh, that was a clerical error. Is there really only one voting booth in that, minority neighborhood? And there you go. Boom.
Well, and you know what? I said to Cenk on election night, that video of the one guy in Pennsylvania whose touchscreen ballot kept going from Romney to Obama, from Obama to Romney every time he touched it, you know, I think that guy was a real hero because anyone who was planning on stealing the election with an electronic machine, by the time that video went viral by lunchtime, I think it scared the crap out of all these criminals.
Hey,
and we didn't have any more problems the rest of the day. Cell phones, our little brother is watching, as Rick Overton says.
Yeah, exactly.
Well, we also need to change the laws in every state so that you can take a picture and a video of your completed ballots because you can't do that in every state legally.
Yeah, and I was afraid at one point they were going to bring back the old Diebold machines and somehow Bush would win.
Yeah.
Bob in Santa Monica, you're on the Stephanie Miller Show. Hey, Bob.
Hey. First of all, I'd like to say thank you for bringing back the good word liberal. And second of all, I would like us all to try to take back the good word conservative. That we use that good word for the horrible reservative party. You know, let's not call them conservative.
They're regressive.
I'm a conservative. I want conservation for our planet.
Yep, there you go. And we're progressive. Well, they're regressive. There you go.
They're right-wing radicals is what they are.
By the way, and I'd like to thank all the good conservatives in Florida for giving Alan West another dishonorable discharge.
Yes.
Oh, and by the way, yes, but the Sexy Liberal Tour, we're trying to take that word back and make it a dirty word just in a good way. Mm-hmm. And the good news is Rob Reiner teabagged me, and the video did not make it to Fox News. So it was a win. It was a win for everybody.
What a show.
All right. See you Monday with John Finkelstein in studio on the Stephanie Miller Show. Thank you, John.
Bye.